This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
A lot of rain has come through the state of Virginia over the last 24 hours, but for now in Salem, we are dry and we are ready for some Saturday night baseball from Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's game four of this six-game series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros, and the Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth at Salem Memorial. Glad to have you on board on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network tonight. I'm Andrew Chapman, along with my broadcast partner, Colin Casey, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. And a reminder that tonight's ball game is watchable via HD video feed by subscribing to MILB.TV. Colin, you got to imagine the Woodpeckers are antsy to get back out there on the diamond after a couple of wins to start this series on Tuesday and Wednesday, where the offense was going on all cylinders, and then suddenly a screeching halt. 6-0 shutout loss on Thursday. Rain out yesterday, no doubleheader today. That'll be played tomorrow beginning at 3:05. But Woodpeckers offense really kind of changed from games one and two over to three, and they hope to get some of it back tonight, even without Logan Cerny in the lineup.
Yeah, at the very least, they had a rough day, not only at the plate, but also pitching-wise with all the walks that were divvied up. Miguel Loyola had a bit of a rough start to that ball game. So if you're going to have a bad game, you might as well have it in all facets and get it corrected ahead of the next game. The problem is they had to wait a lot longer than they expected with yesterday's game being rained out. As far as Salem goes, they're very happy with the way they wrapped up that Thursday night with a couple of big-time runs being scored and taking advantage of what Fayetteville gave to them. But now, new day here and a good opportunity for both teams to really cement themselves in this series. For Fayetteville, you're trying to at least secure a split with the uncertainty of tomorrow's game and the weather that could be surrounding the area. And if you're Salem, you would love to get back even in this series after a bit of a rough start. So it should be a fun one this evening from Salem.
The Woodpeckers will be sending right-hander Carlos Calderon to the mound. He was scheduled to start the Friday ball game before the rain postponement. He comes in tonight ready to go, 3-5 with a 4.38 ERA. Right-hander Juan Encarnacion, also yesterday's scheduled starter, gets the ball tonight. 7-4 with the Red Sox, 4.20 ERA. Overall records entering this one, the Woodpeckers 11 games back of 500 at 43-54, 12-20 in the second half of play, sitting at the bottom currently of the South Division, 8.5 games out of first place. The first place spot being held by the Charleston River Dogs at 21-12, who have ripped off 8 straight wins. The Salem Red Sox, with a win on Thursday, grab number 50 of their season, 50-48 overall record, 15-17 is their second half record. They sit in a third place tie with the Carolina Mudcats, 7.5 games out of first place in the Carolina League North Division. We have starting lineups, more numbers on tonight's starting pitchers, and we will step aside for a break. And before we get to all of that, we have a great conversation for you with the newest Woodpecker, sixth rounder from the 2022 draft, Colin Price, with the Woodpeckers, playing in his first pro games this week on the road in Salem. Big Wednesday night for Colin, a couple of doubles and just his second pro game. We talked to him a couple of days ago in the dugout. Now our finally a chance to air it for you with yesterday's broadcast being canceled, but we'll talk with Colin next about the whirlwind of a start to his pro career and much, much more, playing in Mercer, growing up in Georgia. We have all of that in our pregame show conversation with Colin Price in a moment. Stay tuned. The Woodpeckers pregame show continues on the other side of this break.
Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only $1 as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Welcome down into the dugout, visiting dugout on the first base side of Salem Memorial Ballpark. This is the Woodpeckers pregame show. Andrew Chapman with you, and we are pleased to be joined by the newest Woodpecker and the first 2022 Astros draft pick to make it to the Woodpeckers this year. It's the sixth rounder out of Mercer, Colin Price. Colin, thanks for taking the time. Congratulations on the newest step in your now professional baseball career. How's the last couple weeks been for you, just getting acclimated to this pro ball thing?
Well, yeah, it's definitely been pretty crazy. Obviously surreal because it's a dream come true, but just kind of bouncing around from Houston and West Palm and then Fayetteville and then immediately getting on the bus and coming down here. It's been kind of hectic, but everybody's taking me in with open arms, and it's been pretty fun, yeah.
You told me you haven't quite moved into your new apartment yet in Fayetteville, so currently still living out of a suitcase. What was draft day like? Sixth round for you, getting that phone call. Who'd the phone call come from, and how did that conversation go when your phone started buzzing on draft day?
Well, first, my agent let me know that, like, they were talking to the Astros and everything, and then I was obviously texting him. I was like, that's great, awesome. And then Bobby St. Pierre, who was the area scout for me, he called me, and actually, as he was telling me on the phone, he was like, congratulations, welcome to the Astros. Mm-hmm. I looked up at the TV, and my name was up there. So it was, again, a dream come true, and just an honor to be a part of this organization.
So you came from Mercer, playing for the Bears, and you played catcher. You were an outfielder there, one of their top pieces in the offense as well. How do you think that that program prepared you to take this next step in your career?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Like, without those guys, there's no doubt I would not be here. Mm-hmm. They helped me a ton, really forced me to just mature my game a little bit and grow up, and I had to become a leader. And I think that really, especially being a catcher, helped me, like, really push me mm-hmm. to the next level and just become a good draft guy.
After you get drafted, Adam Mercer, I know you report briefly to the Florida Complex League. What's that first week like at the Complex? Do they kind of put you through how to be a pro ball player 101, or what do you go through during that stage?
Yeah, it's kind of like a boot camp type thing. Not really, but it's just like we just practice, throw, hit. They put you through all the data, simulator, stuff mm-hmm. like that, and I think it's really just about, like, getting to know everybody, and it's a lot of fun because you're with all the new draft guys, mm-hmm. and so everybody's new, and you're all going through it at the same time. So it was a lot of fun. They do a great job down there.
No sand, barbed wire, or obstacle walls, or anything like that.
No, nothing like that. Just some Florida humidity, and that's about it.
Man, well, first couple of games already now for you under your belt with the Woodpeckers, and a strong start for you. I think your very first swing that you took at the plate turned into a little single out to right field on your debut game. You got that baseball back, and then you followed it up with a couple of doubles into a 3 RBI game the other night, Wednesday, against these Red Sox. So how do you think those first few plate appearances have gone for you so far?
They've gone pretty well. Certain ones I wasn't as happy with, but I kind of got to cut myself some slack because I haven't seen any live pitching since May.
Yeah.
So I cut myself some slack, but definitely some work to be done, and I'm ready to do it.
You DH'd your first night. You got to catch, that is, in the second game. And I know you played outfield as well at Mercer. The Astros talked to you much about being kind of that utility guy that can play both positions often as a pro?
Yeah, definitely a little bit. They've mentioned a few times. And down at West Palm, we worked on the outfield and took ground balls, fly balls, made some throws. And then today in batting practice, I was shagging it there a little bit. So, yeah, that's definitely something I'm excited to keep working on.
You grew up in Georgia. We got another Georgia ball player on the roster, Logan Cerny. He grew up in Georgia. I don't know how much you guys may have in common from your younger days growing up in the state, but Logan's talked about being a big Atlanta Braves fan. That's what got him loving baseball. Was that your childhood team, and who were some of your big influences growing up as a young ball player?
Yeah, definitely. Braves were always my go-to team. Obviously, I've lived in the same house, same area my entire life. So Braves were huge for us. Obviously, Brian McCann was a big guy I looked up to because I was a catcher, and he was a catcher for most of the time when I was younger. And then it was funny when I was younger and I was like pitching when I was probably like 12 or something. My dad would always call me Smoltzy. So that was always a fun joke between us two. But yeah, Braves have definitely been my go-to team. I guess now I got to switch it, right?
That's right. I guess so. Yeah, you got to put fandom aside now, especially with how the most recent World Series went with the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves squaring off. A little bit more about your background, Colin. I'm curious. We have you listed as 6'6" on your baseball card. That has you as the tallest player now on the roster. I saw your mom was a college basketball player. Yeah. Where do you get the height from, and where does the athletic genes in the family come from?
I definitely get the height from my mom's side. Uh-huh. My dad's side's, they're all around 6 foot, 6'1". So definitely my mom's side. My mom's brother, I think he's like 6'5" or 6'4" or something. My cousin, same thing. Uh-huh. So height definitely comes from over there. The athleticism could be a throw around, but my dad might get mad at this, but I have to say my mom.
Uh-huh. Did you play any basketball growing up?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I played basketball until high school. So I gave it up because I was never that great on the offense. Defense, I was good, but, yeah, so I gave it up right before high school. But, yeah, I think I have to say my mom.
Shot blocker, but now in today's modern-day basketball, you got to be able to block shots, and you have to be able to shoot the threes. So that's why Colin Price is playing pro baseball now. And lastly, Colin, thanks again for taking the time. But who are we shouting out on the broadcast? We'd like to finish up these interviews. Any friends, family tuning in that you want to shout out tonight?
Probably my mom, my dad, my sister, my girlfriend, shoot, all my buddies back home, all my teammates back home, all my friends back home.
I'm sure they're all following along, excited for the new journey you're taking on. Two games in and many more to come for Colin Price, the sixth rounder this year by the Houston Astros and the first 2022 draft pick to make it to the Woodpeckers this season. Thanks again so much for taking the time tonight, Colin, and good luck the rest of the season for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
A tip of the cap to Colin Price for joining us on the Woodpeckers pregame show tonight. Now it's time to set aside the conversations and play some baseball. Game 4 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox. Postponed yesterday due to weather. Tonight we play a 9-inning ball game. First pitch coming up right here at 6:20 Eastern. About a 15-minute delay from the originally scheduled 6:05. Plenty of rain came through the Salem area today, but the tarp peeled off the field just in time, and we are ready to go. Let's go ahead and meet the starting nine for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers tonight. The lineup card announced by Joe Thon in his first year at the helm of the club. The Woodpeckers 43-54 overall, 12-20 in the second half of play. Sixth place in the Carolina League South Division, 8.5 back at the first place Charleston River Dogs. Leading off tonight is Jackson Hallmark playing in center. Cody Orr is in right, and Jose Alvarez, the catcher, hits third. Justin Williams, the cleanup hitter, he'll be over at first base. Tyler Whitaker, fifth, he'll be at short. Colin Price. Again, thanks to Colin for joining the pregame show today. He will DH and bat sixth. Leo Stanley Molina, 7. He'll be out at second base. Victor Mascai is the 8 batter. And Yuris Ramirez playing over at third base rounds it out today for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 8 runs on Tuesday and Wednesday for this offense, but a 6-0 shutout defeat on Thursday. So they'll try and bounce back tonight against Juan Daniel Encarnacion, the right-hander on the mound for the Salem Red Sox, making his 20th appearance of the year, 7-4 record, and a 4.20 ERA. Starting in his 19th game, just one appearance out of the bullpen, 81 1/3 total innings. He has given up 38 earned runs, 3 home runs, 31 walks, and 95 strikeouts. The first pitch to Jackson Hallmark is out, and off we go in Salem. It is a breaking ball, low and outside for ball 1. We're underway at 6:22 Eastern Time, mostly cloudy, 73 degrees. It's not too hot today. All that rain over the last 24 hours has really helped clear out some of the heat. Hallmark swings and misses at a high fastball. And the count to 1-1. It'll be Hallmark, Cody Orr, and then Jose Alvarez, top three in the order, facing Juan Daniel Encarnacion. His 1-1 pitch, and Hallmark cuts through a fastball. It is 1-2. The Woodpeckers are back in the gray uniforms today, that 1918 uniform with Fayetteville in black block lettering across the chest, the black numbers on the backs. The 1-2, Hallmark pops it foul back of home, keeps it at 1-2. The black belts, the gray pants, a black pinstripe going down the side of the leg, and black batting helmets for the Fayetteville hitters. And it's Star Wars night tonight in Salem, so the Red Sox have a themed uniform on tonight. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Hallmark, and again, he fouls it to the backstop. Looked like a high slider that he got right off the end of the bat and keeps it at 1-2. I think it's, what is that, Colin? Is it R2-D2 on the uniform? Can't quite make it out. And I know it's one of the Star Wars characters. Hallmark flips one foul again. And that's three straight foul-offs on a two-strike offering. Jackson Hallmark battling in the opening at bat. It's a navy blue uniform with a Star Wars character on the front. White pants, high red socks for Encarnacion on the mound. The 1-2 coming in, and Hallmark wraps the bat around a slider, but dribbles it foul along third.
I think it is R2-D2, but I'm well overdue to a trip to the optometrist, so this prescription not exactly doing me any favors this evening.
Yeah, you and I both have the optic specs on, and I think I'm going with R2-D2. It looks like it is, and maybe like a star pattern, galactic star pattern on the uniform also. It's a navy blue uni. Here's the pitch, and Hallmark finally goes down swinging, but he put up a good battle against Encarnacion, fouling off four straight pitches before he strikes out and gives this game its first out, bringing up Cody Orr. And as Cody Orr steps into the plate, Colin working you around the Salem defense tonight.
Red Sox have committed four errors so far over the first three games of the series. Roberto Mexicano making his first appearance of the series. He is behind home plate doing the catching. Tyler Miller at first, Edinson Paulino at second, Marcelo Meyer the shortstop, Brenier Bernassi over at third.
Pitch was up and away, 1-0 on Orr.
Keir Meredith in the left, Carson Seamus back in center, and Brian Gonzalez draws back in the lineup. He is in right.
Slider misses low to Cody. Two balls and no strikes. It's, like we mentioned, not too hot here in the ballpark. It is damp. It is a little bit muggy just with how much rain we've had. But there's no wind to speak of right now. Sun is beaming down on the diamond. The American flag up above the center field wall is still as can be. Cody Orr checks too far. That was a three-quarter swing on a high breaking ball. Counts two balls and a strike. Cody on Thursday night finished 0-for-4 in the shutout with a couple of strikeouts. Flat out deep to left field in his final at-bat, which came in the eighth inning. Takes another slider low and off the zone to the outside. Three balls, one strike. Infield playing about straight up against the righty Orr. And the pitch is popped up right side. This will exit the infield. Shallow right. Paulino going out. Gonzalez coming in. And the right fielder takes control and puts it away for out number two.
So far in this series, Chappie, you haven't seen a whole lot of power from both teams.
That's right.
Through three games, one home run on each side. You had the bomb from Cerny in the first game, and Marcelo Meyer also coming through with a home run. But other than that, not a whole lot of home runs to speak of.
Yeah, that's been all. It's been a fair share of doubles and extra base hits from this guy, Alvarez. Here's a bouncing ball hit towards first. Ricochets off the heel of Miller's glove. Goes towards second base. Paulino scoops it up and throws last second to first and gets the out. That was a great backup by the Salem second baseman. Hard hit bouncing ball rolled up the arm of Miller at first, kicked over towards second. Paulino moving to his left, played it on one hop and got the throw back over to Miller, who scampered to the bag and barely beat Alvarez. And that might have saved his first baseman an error as well. So that'll go 4-3, getting Jose Alvarez and finishing off a 1-2-3 inning for Juan Encarnacion. Carlos Calderon going to the mound. We'll go to a quick break. We're back in a moment with the Salem starting nine when we return.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Just underway in Salem, Virginia. Bottom of the first inning. No score after a half frame. Salem grabbing the bats for the first time against Fayetteville right-hander Carlos Calderon. The first pitch to Edinson Paulino is ripped deep out into right center field. It's over Hallmark's head and off the middle of the high wall. Paulino gets to second base and stops there. Cody Orr did a good job of coming over from right and playing the carom, but it's a leadoff double on the first pitch, served up by Carlos Calderon. It looked like a high fastball calling, and Edinson Paulino got all of that baseball, but hit it to the deepest part of the park where it's 401 to dead center with a 20-foot wall.
And talk about a great backup, though, from Orr. He had to run a long way to get to that ball and play the carom and hopped right over Jackson Hallmark's head, but he picked it up in stride and threw a dart back into Yaris Ramirez at third, able to hold Paulino to what would have been an easy triple had he not gotten there.
So in an instant, Carlos Calderon is working with a man in scoring position. And his first pitch to Brainer Benassi, a switch hitter batting from the left side, is taken for ball one. Actually, I think that was strike one, indicated by home plate man Perry Schwartz. And this ball grounded out towards first base. Williams goes down to his knee, able to stop it. Stand up, underhand flip to Calderon. He bobbled the ball, but that was on the transfer. He brought it in time on the 3-1 putout. Paulino makes it to third base. And Benassi is the first out of the ballgame, at least this first inning, that now brings up Marcelo Meyer. So Williams and Calderon making a connection. Colin has the rest of the Fayetteville defense for you in this one.
The infield coming in, Jose Alvarez doing the catching, Justin Williams over at first, Leo's Danny Molina, the second baseman, Tyler Whitaker at short, and Yaris Ramirez is at third.
First pitch to Meyer is bounced to first. Williams fields, goes to home, but it's a late throw, and the run scores. Justin Williams took too long to pull the trigger to the plate. Paulino breaking on first contact at third, and he scores with a headlong dive. The throw got in way too late. Meyer makes it to first. It'll be an RBI fielder's choice for Marcelo Meyer.
I'm just as confused as you are, Chappie, because Justin Williams got that ball instantly and just hesitated. Great break to the plate by Paulino, but he should have just uncorked it the second he got it.
I don't know if I didn't have my eyes on Alvarez during that play. Here's a pop-up by Blaze Jordan halfway between first and home plate. Foul territory, and Williams comes forward, makes the catch. And the Woodpeckers quickly dispose of Jordan and get out number two. My only thought there is that maybe Alvarez didn't have his eyes on Williams, and so that's what caused the hesitation. Then he looked that way, and Williams came to the plate, but it was also fielded close enough to first where I thought Williams might have been able to sidestep, touch first, and then go to the plate. Regardless, 1-0 and two outs. Man on first, Meyer. Tyler Miller, the lefty, is in. And here's a slide step home and a line drive lifted out into deep center. Hallmark going back on it, and he makes the catch in front of the track towards left center field, and that ends the inning. So an RBI fielder's choice by Marcelo Meyer brings home the first run of the game. Edinson Paulino's double, the one base hit. and he scores to make it 1-0 Salem Red Sox as we move to the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Justin Williams leads off the top of the second inning. We're underway in Salem. 1-0 Red Sox after one tonight. Juan Encarnacion back out on the mound for his second inning of work, and the Red Sox starter pumps in a fastball for a strike to Williams. It is 0-1. Justin Williams, Tyler Whitaker, and then Colin Price, the 4, 5, and 6 of the order, batting for the first time in this top two. Infield straight up against Williams, the 0-1. And a slider cuts to the lower corner, just missed. One ball and one strike. In the top of the first inning, it was Hallmark, Orr, and Alvarez going down in order. Strikeout, fly to right, and then an awkward ground ball to the right side of the diamond that kicked off of Miller. Paulino backed up the play and then threw back to Miller to get Alvarez on a 3-4-3 putout. 1-2 on Williams, and here's the pitch. It is a slider called strike three on the outside corner, and Williams knew it. Quickly walking back to the dugout, rung up by the home plate umpire Perry Schwartz. Working the bases tonight is Trey Jester. The two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, the black polos, and the gray pants. So four up, four down for Encarnacion with a pair of strikeouts. And here comes the 19-year-old Tyler Whitaker. First pitch to the righty is fouled off right back into the screen. And it's 0-1. Whitaker on Thursday night was 0-4. He bounced into a double play and also a fielder's choice, and he struck out a couple of times. Woodpeckers only managed 5 hits in that 6-0 shutout defeat. The 0-1. And Whitaker flies this one foul down the right field line. 0-2.
Been a nice last couple of weeks now for Whitaker, barreling up the ball. We saw him working with manager Joe Thon during the last homestand to get that barrel in the right position, and it's starting to really pay dividends for him.
A swing and a miss on a fastball, and Tyler Whitaker goes down on 3 pitches. Back-to-back strikeouts for Encarnacion. Came in with 95 on the season. Now he just needs 2 more to hit the century mark in strikeouts in 2022. Here comes Colin Price. He was on the pregame show with us today, talking about a hectic couple of weeks since receiving the draft phone call. And he's off to a strong start in his pro career. Had the day off on Thursday, so he was one of the pieces unavailable for the Woodpeckers in the lineup. But on Wednesday, his second pro game, he drove in 3 runs and came up with a pair of doubles. The 1-0 pitch. And this is chopped out towards third, but foul just beyond Joe Thon.
now you have two catchers on the roster that are contributing to you offensively. Jose right. Alvarez in his first 10 games hitting .333. Only a two-game sample size so far for Price, but he's got that same average as well. A couple of doubles and three RBIs to boot.
Encarnacion, left leg kick and the pitch. A slider below the zone. Price started to swing but was able to hold the hands. And the count goes to two balls and a strike. Colin, you made a mention of it right when we hopped off the air after the end of the first inning, but Salem got a run, but you're kind of shaking your head saying, boy, that inning was quick. And sure enough, it was five batters, five pitches from Calderon, and one run scores. A fastball high and tight on Price. 6'6", right-handed batter, has a long strike zone vertically, but that one was too far inside. Three balls and a strike. Yeah, every batter attacked the first pitch against Calderon. 3-1, and Price hits a laser liner up the middle into center field. He has himself another base hit, already the fourth this week, over three games played in Salem. And 3-1, he was looking for something in the meaty part of the strike zone, and he got just that from Encarnacion, shot it right back up the middle. And he starts his Saturday night 1-for-1 and extends this second inning on the first Fayetteville hit against Encarnacion.
Tell you what, Chappie, the lights of single-A baseball certainly not too bright for Colin Price, at least on the pitching side of things. He has just squared up the ball so well in his first couple of games out here in Salem.
So here comes Leo Stanny Molina, Woodpeckers' second baseman tonight with Whitaker over at shortstop. He takes a slider on the outside corner, called strike one. 0-1, Price a short lead off of first, and here comes the offer. It's a breaker again, and this one started inside, bent to the middle, and it's called strike two. Now Molina going to have to protect. Molina with a great start to this road trip, three-hit game on Tuesday and Wednesday night. Spinning a pickoff, surprisingly, to check up on Price over at first. He dives back in. Surprised he picked over. Price didn't have too big of a lead. Molina was in the order on Thursday and got a base hit in that game also. He finished 1-for-3, so seven hits over three games played this week. Nothing in two. The delivery from Encarnacion is lifted deep out to left center field. That's Encimas retreating back. He's still going, gets the warning track, and makes the catch about 5 feet shy of the high wall in left center. Leo Stanley Molina has been putting the barrel to the baseball all week long, but that one falls just short, and the inning comes to a close. Colin Price, a two-out single, but he is left on, and after an inning and a half tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Red Sox lead the Woodpeckers 1-0.
Is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app. Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. Glad to be back calling some baseball with you after a Friday night washout. Gilberto Mexicano begins the bottom of the second and takes a slider from Carlos Calderon to the outside, and it is 1-0. Carlos had all five batters he faced in the first inning swing at the first pitch. So there's a take, and now a line drive that hits a right center. Cody Orr has a beat on it, but no, he can't get there. And it splits Orr, and Hallmark gets all the way to the base of the fence. Mexicano cruising into second base, and it's back-to-back innings tonight that the Red Sox have started with a double.
And it's clear, Chappie, what their approach is. They're wasting no time. Anything that's close, they're taking a big rip at it against Carlos Calderon. And Mexicano, first action in this series, and he finds that gap out in right center field. Great piece of hitting. Immediately, just like last inning, already a high leverage scoring chance that Calderon has to pitch himself out of.
Yep, one pitch into the first, he gave up a double. Two pitches into the second, and he has Mexicano on second base. And now Kier Meredith drops a bunt down third base side. It's very shallow, charging forward Ramirez, and his throw gets through Williams. It's going towards the rain tarp. Mexicano has scored. Meredith has gone to second base. It's a bunt that causes chaos on the infield and brings home another Salem run, 2-0.
And that should be a hit for Meredith with the error bringing home the run and advancing Meredith to second base. That was a beautiful bunt. Just about 5 to 6 feet in front of the plate to the left side. That's a long run for the third baseman Ramirez to get there. And by the time he does, he's forced into a tough throw. Ends up getting away, and just a situation of trading spaces between Mexicano and Meredith. The run already home, and the lead's been doubled.
And Colin, I didn't have eyes on Williams perfectly. There's a little bit of an obstruction here in the booth. I couldn't tell if that was a bad throw or if it just got through Williams. I don't know if you had a better look at it.
It looked like it kind of crossed him up. It was low and to his left. So with Meredith running down the line, he had to fight through kind of a screen that Meredith put on.
Brian Gonzalez hacks one foul, and it goes to a nothing and two count. So Calderon quickly gets ahead. Let's see what the official scoring decision is. Looks like the bunt single with the throwing error, coming from Ramirez, just like you said, putting him down to second and scoring the run. And no RBI for Kier Meredith, with the throw being the ultimate thing that brought home Mexicano, the E5.
Yeah, I think Ramirez had no business uncorking that ball. It was going to be a close play regardless of Meredith's speed. Better off just taking your chances with first and third, nobody out.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Gonzalez. It just missed to the outside. Calderon thought he had it. Perry Schwartz did have a very tight zone on Wednesday that drew the chagrin from both dugouts. And see if that remains a tight zone tonight. Look to second. Meredith dancing off the base. Here's a 2-2 pitch that's grounded out towards shortstop. Whitaker scuffled with it for a moment, and a low throw is not dug out by Williams. It popped in and out of his mitt, and looks like we'll have another error on the infield, this time likely coming from the shortstop. Tyler Whitaker didn't pull that ball in cleanly. You saw it almost pop out of his mitt. He was able to get somewhat of a grip on the ball, maybe not the perfect grip, as he had to rush that play. The ball was shorted. Williams, as a first baseman, probably one you should dig there, but it popped right out of the webbing of the glove, and that's going to be an E6.
Talk about making the Fayetteville defense make plays. Salem has put the ball in play. All eight batters so far have gotten it in play, and it has proven to pay off so far, whether it be driving in runs with the extra base hits they've had or just simply challenging this Woodpeckers infield to make a play. They have been aggressive early, and it is paying dividends.
First pitch was up and away to Carson Seamus. Next one inside, and it's 2-0. The only silver lining on that play a moment ago is that Kier Meredith held on second base. So instead of nobody out, runners on the corners, you have first and second right now. And a force at all bases. Middle infield, a double play depth. Ramirez shallow towards the third base grass. Here's a swing and a line drive served out into the left center field, and they're sending Meredith home. The sky comes up throwing from left. It goes to second base. Meredith scores. Gonzalez stops at third. And Carson Seamus has an RBI single. The Red Sox are blitzing the Woodpeckers out of the gate. 3-0, first time through the order.
It's going to prompt John Kovalik to head out to the mound and talk with Calderon. It's been a rough start for him, but again, doesn't help when you got a couple of errors in this inning among your infield. I think this might be a discussion for everybody from John Kovalik, just to tell everyone to take a deep breath and try to get things back under control, because right now Salem is swinging the bat with a ton of confidence, and this Fayetteville pitching and defense simply has no answer for them.
Well, Carlos Calderon came into tonight with 58 hits allowed over 76 innings. So, all told, he had done a pretty good job this year of avoiding these types of innings where multiple guys are stringing together hits against him. Home run ball has been a little bit of an issue. 8 home runs over the 76 innings and 19 outings this year. As we mentioned, though, this ballpark's been containing the baseball pretty well this series. And those are the types of hits you have to look for. Now Salem is just trying to play some more small ball. Lefty Edinson Paulino attempted to drag bunt out of the left side on the first pitch, and he tapped it foul off of Alvarez behind the plate.
Makes sense if you're Luke Montz. Keep putting the ball in play. Good things have happened so far.
First and third, still nobody out in this home second inning. 3-0 Salem, and the pitch is down in the dirt. Runner on the move to second base. Alvarez pump fakes, holds on to the baseball, and ensures that Gonzalez holds at third base. But Carson Cimas is now into scoring position. On a wild pitch. And the infield will be forced to play in towards the grass. Paulino started the bottom of the first inning with a double into right center field. Has 8 home runs, 44 driven in. Swings and foul tips it off of Alvarez. 1-2. 247 average has been bumped up to 249 for Paulino after the double. And that was his 26th of the season. He's one of those top double guys on this team, along with Marcelo Meyer and Blaze Jordan. He actually surpassed Marcelo for second on the club now. And a changeup gets him swinging and missing. That's strike three. And a much-needed first out for Carlos Calderon. Start of the second time through the order, and he picks up his first strikeout tonight.
You can start to see why there's so many doubles at this ballpark here in Salem, with the high fence, pretty cavernous gaps out in left and right center field. So anything you can line out towards that gap, pretty easy double for anybody.
First one to Benassi is lined out into right. Cody Orr makes the catch at his chest and zips a throw into the infield grass, where Williams cuts it off, and down at third, the runner does not tag. Brian Gonzalez holds.
This would be a big
Benassi attacked the first pitch again there and lines out.
This would be a big morale boost for the Woodpeckers. They could get out of it with just 2 runs allowed based on how the first 4 batters of the inning went. If you can get Marcelo Meyer out here and get back to the plate in the third inning trailing only by 3, that's a manageable gap to try to overcome.
So Marcelo Meyer into the left side, and the first pitch his way is a fastball low and in, and it's 1-0. Hey, Colin, we can confirm that it is R2-D2 on the uniforms, because they're wearing them on their headshots on the video board in right center, and it is R2-D2. And he's displaying a Salem S with his, what do you call that? His
hologram, right?
His hologram, yeah, his hologram device. And he's putting out a hologram S on the galactic background of that uniform. It is a star pattern.
Woodpecker should have brought their Stormtrooper ones to compliment.
Oh, I know.
Well,
I know. They still, I think some of those got auctioned off. I'm going to have a couple left over. Here's the pitch to Marcelo Meyer, and there's a changeup strike on the low outside corner. And he falls behind 1-2. Calderon trying to strand Gonzalez at third, Cimas at second base. 3-0 Salem. They scored 1 in the first, 2 more here in the second. And the pitch. He foul tips it, and that gets just foul to the right side of that first base chalk line. That ball barely exited the left-handed hitter's box. And it'll stay 1-2 on the Red Sox top prospect, Marcelo Meyer. On Thursday night, he was batting third, as he has all series long, and didn't see much to hit. He did go 1-for-2 with a single, and he walked 3 times. Also scored a run and stole a base. The 1-2 again, and Meyer spoils it off.
And one of those walks, Chappie, he saw 12 pitches in that plate appearance. So every single pitch that Marcelo Meyer sees, the advantage goes way up for him. It's tough as a pitcher to have to throw that many pitches and finally get one by such a prolific hitter like Marcelo Meyer.
287 average on the air, is OPS north of 900 at 910. Pitch low in the dirt. Alvarez has it stop right between his legs. He lost it for a moment. Might have gotten a piece of the umpire, Perry Schwartz, as well. It stopped it from going to the backstop. Brenner make it Brian Gonzalez thought about coming down the third base line, but came to a screeching halt and retreated back to the bag. So 2-2 on Meyer. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat from Calderon. Number 28 of his day, 23rd of this second inning after a five-pitch first in a bouncer foul off the facing of the first base Woodpeckers dugout. Still two balls, two strikes. Victor Mizcai, Yuris Ramirez, and Jackson Hallmark, the 8-9-1 of the Woodpeckers order, scheduled to bat come the top of the third. Hoping that they're trailing just 3-0. Pitches outside to Meyer. A changeup. Three balls and two strikes. Meyer brought home the first run of the game with an RBI fielder's choice that was hit towards Justin Williams at first. He came home with a throw, but Paulino slid in time. Payoff pitch almost got Meyer on the back left ankle. And there's another one of those long walks, Colin. A nine-pitch walk given up to Marcelo Meyer that'll extend this second inning a little bit further. Carlos Calderon now faces an eighth batter in this second, Blaze Jordan, the powerful right-handed hitting cleanup man in tonight's Salem DH.
Not exactly a guy you want to face with the bases loaded, but like I said before, you get out of this inning with just two coming home, big momentum shift for the Woodpeckers.
And Jordan hacks at a first pitch slider off the outside corner. That pitch was not a strike, but Jordan went after it. He swung at the first pitch in the first inning and popped out into first base side foul territory. Team leader with 28 doubles this year, and that pitch is down in the dirt. It kicks away from Alvarez and gets all the way to the dugout. Gonzalez scores from third. Everybody else advances. Seamus to third and Meyer down to second base. Salem leads 4-0 on a wild pitch.
That's the risk you run with the bases loaded and two outs. All you need is a ball to get to this cavernous backstop, which is so far back behind the plate. Ball ramped up over Alvarez's mitt, goes into the corner, and everyone moves up 90 feet.
So three runs home, second and third, with two outs in the pitch. Swung on and missed by Jordan. That was a changeup on the upper inside corner, and he put everything into that swing. It was just a little bit underneath it. There must have been something in the scouting report today, Colin, to have these Salem hitters so aggressive early in counts. Every single guy with the same mentality. And that pitch is somewhere off of the outside. I don't know where. That's a bad ball call by Perry Schwartz.
Everyone in the Woodpeckers defense took a collective step towards the dugout, but no, it looked good from here.
Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Open base on first. 4-0 Salem. Calderon slide steps home, and Jordan takes a slider low and outside for ball three. Another full count, 3-2. And now Carlos Calderon in danger of hitting his pitch limit in this inning. He's approaching 35 pitches. I believe this will be number 32 of the second. The throw home, and Jordan foul tips off of Alvarez behind the plate. And it remains where it is. Of course, if you're Carlos, you ramped up to pitch yesterday, hoping you could go out there and do your thing. But then the rain comes through and you get postponed about 24 hours. You got to wonder if that messed up with his routine at all. Guys weren't able to go on the field today just because of the weather before the game. 3-2 pitch, and Jordan goes down swinging. Fastball gets him to the outside corner, and Carlos Calderon might have bought his outing a little bit more time tonight by stranding two in scoring position. But Salem grabs three more in the bottom of the second inning. A wild pitch, a throwing error, and an RBI single make this a 4-0 game as we head to the third next from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Stay tuned.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Top of the third inning, and the first pitch coming into Victor Mizcahi, the Fayetteville left-handed batter. He takes it for a strike, and it is 0-1. Three more runs score for the Red Sox in the second. They lead 4-0, and to take you through the play-by-play, here is Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. Hit on the ground hard by Mizcahi outside of first. The lone left-hander in this Woodpeckers order today, Victor Mizcahi, hitting 195 on the season, 8 home runs and 30 runs driven in. Looking for his first home run, though, in quite some time. The 0-2 hit on the ground foul once again towards first and outside of the bag. Mizcahi have to go all the way back to June 19th against Kannapolis last time he homered. It's been about a month and a half. Fastball up and away from Encarnacion. Three strikeouts already through two innings of work for the Salem right-hander. And Mizcahi hits one at one, hops off of Tyler Miller's glove and into right field for a base hit. That one was screaming right at him. And it's almost like he dodged to get out of the way, and all it got was a little bit of his leather and kicked straight up in the air into right field. And so that'll be the second hit of the ball game for Fayetteville. Victor Mizcahi, one for one with a rocket of a single.
Yeah, second time this week, he's just hit a searing line drive towards the first baseman. He did it to Blaze Jordan earlier in the week, and now to Miller. He just has so much power to that pole side. It'd be hard for a big league first baseman to make a play like that.
In steps the nine hitter, Yeris Ramirez. First pitch, fastball, inside corner. We'll actually await the ruling on that ball, but it was, in fact, scored a single. As you mentioned, second time this week we've seen Mizcahi hit one on the screws right at first. It was Blaze Jordan, a similar situation where he kind of ducked out of the way and got his glove on it but couldn't make the play. Fastball called strike two on Ramirez. Harry's sitting 197. Six long balls, 24 ribbies. Mizcahi not a huge threat to run, but he takes an extra step off of first. The 0-2. Hit hard and through the dive at the second baseman, Paulino, into right field for a hit. So how about the 8-9 hitters for Fayetteville starting to pump some life into this Woodpeckers dugout? Mizcahi with a single to right, and Yeris Ramirez sends one into right center. Two on and nobody out with the top of the order coming up.
Yeah, Yuri's just had himself a very good road trip. Go back to some earlier games in the week. He had a three-hit game on Tuesday. Came into tonight 4 for 10. Nice little 400 series. Gets even better for Yuri's. Put it right beyond the reach of Paulino.
Jackson Hallmark, first pitch swinging. Cuts at it and cannot put it in play. 0-1. Jackson strikeout victim his first time up. Just his second game back after missing time, taking a fastball in the helmet in the previous series. High fly ball out to center field, not very deep. Carson Semus couple steps in, makes the grab for out number one. No advance for either runner. So Hallmark moves to 0-for-2, and it'll be up to Cody Orr to try to plate the first run of the ball game for the Woodpeckers, who trail 4-0. Must be the first run for the Woodpeckers since Wednesday night. Back in the seventh inning of that 8-6 victory for Fayetteville. They were shut out on Thursday, plus the rainout on Friday. Breaking ball from Encarnacion just outside. Seen a lot of swinging from the first three in this inning for Fayetteville, so you wonder if the Woodpeckers are trying to turn the tables on Salem, step up their aggressiveness at the plate, and put some runners on base. So far, it has worked in the inning. Ball in the dirt. Mexicano comes out of the crouch and keeps his body in front of it. As of now, tomorrow a doubleheader is scheduled to wrap up the series. There is inclement weather in that forecast, so we'll have to monitor, see if we can get both those games in. The 2-0, fastball up and away. I believe we've got a 3:30 start time for game one. And game two will follow not long after. Three balls, no strikes. Pitch to Orr. Fastball high, ball four. So Cody Orr draws a walk. That'll load the bases with one out for a guy who has done nothing but drive in runs this week and the previous week. Jose Alvarez, as we get a mound visit for Salem. Pitching coach heads out to talk with Encarnacion.
It was a good patient approach there by Cody Orr. In his first at bat, he was hacking at the very first pitches he saw, turned into a fly out to shallow right field. So that time he wound up being a little bit more selective with a couple of guys on base. Wanted to try and find a pitch that he could really drive. Didn't come in the at-bat. So knowing you have some of your heart of the order guys and Alvarez, Williams, Whitaker coming up, your job for Orr there is just to get on base and then try and let your run producers do just that.
It was Aiko Thomas out there talking with the pitcher, former Michigan Wolverine. Graduated after the 2019 season. Made it to the College World Series with UM. Alvarez lays off ball one, down and outside.
Yeah, he's a former teammate of Jordan Brewer, who was on that Michigan team that went to the World Series final. Brewer up in Corpus Christi now.
Fayetteville Woodpecker and Brewer quickly finding his way through the Astros system, as are many former Woodpeckers, as time is granted. Learned earlier today, Quincy Hamilton getting the call up to AA Corpus Christi after starting the season in Fayetteville, getting called up in May and continuing his strong season up in Asheville, and he's gotten called up once more. Slider catches the top of the zone, 1-1. There are a lot of former Woodpeckers, specifically in that Asheville outfield. Joey Loperfido has been called up, plays about half outfield, half infield. And Kennedy Corona called up earlier in the year. Alvarez grounds one up the middle. That's a base hit and will score at least one. Following Ramirez, it's Miskai. He's in standing. And with one swing of the bat, two-run single for Jose Alvarez, cuts the Salem lead in half. It's now 4-2.
How about that? Woodpeckers are right back in it. Just a little six-batter stretch with everybody getting on base, and then Jose Alvarez finally provides that swing they've been looking for over the first chunk of this game. It looked like a slider on the inner half, and he delayed that swing a little bit, was able to keep the hands tight, get the barrel on the ball, and drive that right up the middle to bring home two. Great piece of hitting, and a great series continues for Alvarez.
Double steal in action. The ball's in the dirt, and both runners advance. Orr up to third, and Alvarez at second. He represents the tying run with Justin Williams at the plate. Ball misses in the dirt, 1-0 to Williams. For Alvarez, that was his seventh and eighth RBIs since joining the Woodpeckers. This is just his 11th game. Williams with a big swing. Nothing happening, 1-1. Marce Alvarez starting the season up in Asheville, hitting just above 200 before he was called down in favor of Miguel Palma. And it has seemingly worked wonders for both players, really pumping life into both of them. Fastball down and inside. Palma with a lot of home runs in his early stretch with Asheville. Meanwhile, Alvarez, a fixture in the heart of this Woodpeckers order. Justin Williams struck out looking in his first at-bat. The 2-1, fastball just outside. So after an aggressive start to the inning at the plate, Fayetteville coming a little bit more selective up there, trying to get a good pitch in what's now a two-run ball game. An opportunity to get right back in the contest. 3-1, check swing, and that's a called strike two on the outside corner. Tyler Whitaker waits on deck. Encarnacion comes set, the payoff pitch, and it's fouled straight back by Williams. Fayetteville coming into today, 8.5 games back of the Charleston River Dogs, first place team in the South, winners of 8 in a row, and now 35 games above 500 on the season are Charleston. Swing and a miss, and despite filling the count, Williams goes down on strikes for the second straight at-bat. That is strikeout number 4 for Encarnacion, and a much-needed second out for the Salem Red Sox. Be up to Tyler Whitaker to try to drive in both runners in scoring position. Cody Orr at third and Jose Alvarez at second. And we've got time called by Orr, so no violation on either player. Or Whitaker, rather, I should say. First pitch to Tyler. Inside corner called a strike. And heavy rain rolling through the area in the early afternoon. Rained for, I'd say, a good 2.5 hours before it let up about 1 hour before the initial scheduled game time, a swing and a miss, right around 5 o'clock. And the grounds crew hard at work like they were last night trying to get the field ready before it ended up being a lost cause. We were able to get underway at 6:22 this evening. So, big shout out to the Red Sox ground crew. They've had a busy week here in Salem. The 0-2 to Whitaker. Skipped in the dirt. Mexicano stops it.
Biggest challenges have been the warning tracks more than anything. The tarp's been on the field, so the infield's fine. The outfield's been draining well, but the warning tracks are what really puddled up yesterday and today and what the grounds crew has been raking pretty much for the last 48 hours.
The 1-2. Whitaker sends it in the air, deep right field. Gonzalez on his horse, racing back, looks up, it's off the wall. Both runs come across to score as Tyler Whitaker slides into second base. He has tied the ball game with a two-run double. It's 4-4.
Had a great sound coming off of the barrel. Inside pitch, and Whitaker kept the hands close, punched it the opposite way. He barely missed a three-run home run. That hit way up off the top of that wall. And what a big swing by Tyler Whitaker, who continues to look more and more comfortable at the plate, stemming from late July into early August. Had a good start to the series, hitless on Thursday, but right back at it tonight. And Woodpeckers only needed 7 batters to erase a 4-run deficit. How about that?
And the threat far from over with Whitaker at second, 2 outs, and Colin Price at the plate, already 1-for-1. And he's had a very impressive debut series with Fayetteville, breaking ball in the dirt. And Encarnacion desperately looking for the final out of this nightmare inning for the Red Sox. the 1-0. Hit on the ground up the middle. Tough play, a dive. Paulino can't get there. It's into center field. Bobbled out by Seamus. It doesn't matter. Whitaker scores easily from second base. How about Colin Price? 2 for 2, had a 3 RBI game his last time out, and he has driven in the go-ahead run in the top of the third inning. A 5 spot for Fayetteville, who now leads at 5-4. Manager Luke Motz heads out to the mound, and that will be it for Juan Encarnacion.
It's just not the type of inning you thought the Woodpeckers were going to put against Encarnacion, but second time through the order, they seem to have figured him out after he gave up just one hit over his first couple of innings. Everybody finding ways to get on. Colin Price has just been living in the middle of the diamond all night. And 5 runs coming home, just like they did the other night. Scored a 5 spot in the first inning. It's been the lucky 5-run inning. Third time this series they've had a 5-run inning.
Leo's Danny Molina will be the 9th batter of the inning. He'll face a new Salem arm. We'll tell you about him when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Five runs in the top of the third for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who have soared in front 5-4. New arm on the mound for the Red Sox. It is right-hander Graham Hoffman, as the former USF product. This is a fastball inside to Leo's Danny Molina, the 9th batter of the inning for Fayetteville. Leo flew out to center field in his first at-bat. Takes a big cut and does not connect. For Hoffman, spent 3 years at South Florida in Tampa, put together a 5.31 ERA at USF. This season in Salem, 2-1 with a 3.91 ERA. Fastball just outside to Molina, 2-1. This is his 19th appearance of the season, 25 and a third innings pitched. 27 strikeouts compared to just 12 walks. 2-1 at the bottom of the zone evens things up. Colin Price standing at first base just before the break. He drove in the go-ahead run and has 4 RBIs in just 3 games with Fayetteville, the 6th rounder from last month's draft. Molina lines one shallow right, leaping up and making the grab is Gonzalez. And that brings an end to a tumultuous third inning for the Salem Red Sox, as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers bring home 5 runs and take a 5-4 lead into the bottom half of the third. It's been a wild one early from Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Bottom of the third, 5-4 lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as they look to take the fourth of six games between the Woodpeckers and Salem Red Sox this week. What a top of the third inning it was for Fayetteville. Five runs on five hits. They have stormed back into this ball game to take the lead. Carlos Calderon, who entered the third inning trailing 4-0, has some new life on the mound. Starts off Tyler Miller with a fastball down and outside. Miller, a flyout victim his first time. Fastball outside corner. We saw only five pitches thrown by Calderon in the first inning. Had to throw 28 in the second. So he'll try to go back towards that efficiency in the first inning. Did give up a run on a fielder's choice from Marcelo Meyer before surrendering three in the second. Line drive, base hit into right field for Miller. Picked up by Ori, fires it back in. And the leadoff man is on for the third straight inning for the Salem Red Sox.
Woodpeckers, no doubt coming off a high after their five-run third inning, but at the same time, Salem has shown to be able to put together productive at-bats all night long, so you can't feel too comfortable with a one-run lead.
First pitch to Roberto Mexicano, who led off last inning with a double off the right center field wall. Takes strike one. Mexicano coming from Caracas, Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent in 2019. Swings and misses. It's 0-2. If I remember correctly, Mexicano did appear in the first series between these two teams back in April, but just recently rejoining the Red Sox roster today. Swing and a miss, strike three. Mexicano down on strikes. The third punch out for Calderon. And with one away and a runner on first, that'll bring in Keir Meredith. Went fastball heavy that at-bat on Mexicano, keeping everything away, and Salem catcher just couldn't put barrel on ball. Fastball outside. Getting a late start this evening. 17 minutes past the scheduled time to begin this ball game due to weather. Runner going, it's put in play. A chopper right to Calderon, picks up and throws to Williams for the easy out. In the meantime, up to second goes Miller, but now with two away in the inning, Calderon can just focus on the batter. trying to keep this 5-4 Woodpeckers lead intact. Here's Brian Gonzalez, reached on a throwing error by Tyler Whitaker in the midst of a rough inning for the Fayetteville defense in the second. Committed a couple of errors as time is called. And now, this is interesting. Brian Gonzalez had his bat looked at by home plate umpire Perry Schwartz, and he's being asked to swap it out. Haven't seen that this year.
Wonder if the pine tar was too high up the handle, the old George Brett, but it's the only thing I'm thinking. Could have been.
Brian Gonzalez is a lot more even keeled than George Brett was when he found out the infraction. Yeah. Gonzalez steps back into the box awaiting the first pitch from Calderon. Looks over at second. Now delivers, and it's lined and into left field for a base hit. This guy gets to it quickly. He'll fire home. Coming in to score. It's a play at the plate, and Alvarez can't pick it up. Miller scores from second base. This ball game is tied. Seems like the new bat worked just fine for Brian Gonzalez. He has an RBI single.
And again, a first pitch swinging result. We mentioned Salem's put together quality at bats all night long. Second time through the order can be awful dangerous, like the Woodpeckers just showed against Encarnacion. And Gonzalez comes up with that big swing. Yeah, must have had a good feel with that new bat. And we're all level once again.
Red Sox have scored in each of the first three innings. Fastball outside to Carson Semus. Drove in a run his last time up. Semus hitting just 169 on the year. And he hits this one out towards right field or in front of the warning track. Makes the grab and the inning is over. So after surrendering five in the top half of the third, Salem responds by tying the ball game at five with a run of their own in the third, in the bottom half of the third. We head to the fourth, 5-5 our score from Salem Memorial on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Sacred Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
On to the fourth from Salem, Virginia. 5-5 in what's been a roller coaster of the first three innings on the road for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who come to bat. It'll be the 8-9-1 hitters once again. Three who led off the five-run top of the third inning. Victor Miskai with a 1-0 count. Two, Graham Hoffman, who's back out after ending last inning on the hill. A big swing, and Miskai shaking his hand. See, swung right out of his shoes, and now he's readjusting his batting gloves, so hopefully just an equipment thing he was reacting to. Seen a couple of times, though, over the last week and a half where Miskai has just swung so hard, He's almost thrown his arm out. Fastball up and away. Victor led off with a hard hit single off the glove of Miller over at first. That one in the dirt. Miller scoring in the bottom of the third inning to bring this ball game even. Salem jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning before scoring three times in the second to go up 4-0. As Biscay, another one past the glove of Miller into right field. Seems like that's just been the MO in this series for Victor Biscay. Hit the ball hard right at the first baseman and challenge him to make a play. And once again, he bests Miller with a one-hopper that sneaks under his glove into right field, and another leadoff single for Victor Biscay.
Yeah, well, Miskai's best stuff comes to his pull side. We've seen him go oppo on a few occasions, but really he gets his hits to the pull side, and now when they're limiting that shift a little bit more, those types of hitters can get more favorable at bats, and he's been challenging first baseman all week long, and he keeps winning that battle.
Yaris Ramirez checks his swing for ball one. Ramirez hit one past the dive of Edinson Paulino over at second, and his uniform is just filthy after laying out a couple of times in the early innings. Swung and fouled off, 1-1. Hoffman working from the stretch, the pitch in the dirt, and stopped by Mexicano. Bunch of other games in the Carolina League well underway. In fact, the bottom of the ninth inning down in Kinston, 3-0 lead for the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals, who have a stranglehold on the North Division, up 7 games on Down East, who currently sits in second. That's likely to change. A called strike 2 on Ramirez. Down in Zebulon, the Carolina Mudcats have a 9-3 advantage over the second-place Kannapolis Cannonballers in the South. 2-2, breaking ball outside. Bit of a delay in Columbia, but they're underway now. Top of the third inning, the Fireflies lead the first-place Charleston River Dogs by a score of 1-0. Here's the 3-2. Fastball high, ball 4, and just like the top of the third inning, Biscay and Ramirez able to reach base to begin the frame. Could it be deja vu all over again for the Woodpeckers? Jackson Hallmark digs in.
It's good job by Yuri Ramirez not to force anything once he got into that 2-strike count. Sometimes hitters can get a little aggressive in those spots trying to force something, but Yuri sat back, waited for his pitch, didn't come, and again, two runners on, nobody away.
First pitch to Hallmark is over for a strike. Former Nebraska Cornhusker. So far, 0-2. Strikeout and a flyout. The 0-1. Foul tipped. Hoffman with that 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Hailing from Clearwater, Florida, attended Calvary Christian High School down in Clearwater. Obviously went to school at USF in the Tampa area. Called strike 3 in. Hallmark heads back to the dugout. 0-3 so far, and he strikes out looking. Second time he has gone down via the K for the first out of the fourth inning.
We'll see if Hallmark gets to play a full 9 innings today or if they still kind of ease him into the mix of things after coming off the concussion protocol. We saw just how much Victor Biscay struggled in about the week after coming back from a concussion. Same could apply to Jackson Hallmark. He does have a base hit in this series, but it's not really until now that we see Biscay coming up with multiple base hits.
Speaking of Biscay, he was almost caught no man's land between second and third as Hoffman spun off the mound, tried to pick him off, but nobody was covering the bag. Cody Orr takes ball one outside. Hoffman actually one of three players that have been with major league organizations out of Calvary Christian over the last 5 years. Fastball called a strike on Orr. You have Christian Cairo, who was drafted in the fourth round by the then Cleveland Indians. Second baseman, who is currently still in rookie ball, or actually he's moved up to Lake County in High A with the Captains. Ball misses outside, 2-1. And then Matt Nelson, the other, drafted in 2018 in the 39th round by the Cincinnati Reds. And he has also went High A with Dayton. Calvary Christian starting to make a name for itself as a baseball hotbed down in Clearwater, Florida. 3-1 to Orr. Orr walked in his last plate appearance, trying to load the bases up for Alvarez once again. Hoffman comes home. Low for ball four. And the bases will be loaded with only one out, just like last inning for Jose Alvarez. And all he did was drive in two runs on a single up the middle. And that will bring up, that will actually bring Ako Thomas to the mound. Talk with Hoffman. Just nice. Such striking similarities to last inning so far, Chappie.
Yeah, that the Woodpeckers have runners on. What they've done a little bit better here in the fourth is just be patient. They did it with five base hits in the third, only one walk, and now they've taken a couple of free passes to get on base. But I feel like the Woodpeckers have been on the side of things where they had that big lead, and then that was the night Alex Santos was on the mound, and he struggled with some control. Walks were a big issue in that game. And the Woodpeckers gave the lead back, and now Salem seems to be in that spot where they had the big advantage, and they've struggled to throw strikes over the last couple of innings. And when they have put stuff in the zone, Fayetteville has taken advantage with base hits, and here's the guy that got it all started last inning.
Jose Alvarez takes ball one, skipped about 3 feet in front of the plate on the breaking ball. And Alvarez, the two-run single in the third. Prior to that, he grounded out sharply over to first. Ball actually hit off Miller's glove, and he needed some help from Paulino, the second baseman, to come over and help retire Alvarez, who takes a big cut and fouls it into the protective netting. And Alvarez has certainly gotten his frequent flyer miles in use this season, as he's appeared with four different teams within the Houston Astros organization. Swing, and Alvarez comes up empty. Just the one appearance for Sugarland, where he came on as a defensive replacement. Did score a run in that game. Also played 29 games with Corpus Christi, 11 with Asheville, and today is his 11th with Fayetteville. So he's now spent the same amount of time with the Tourist as he has with the Woodpeckers. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Hoffman able to battle back and get a big out number two to keep the bases loaded and retire a big bat in the form of Jose Alvarez.
Very big out, especially since you have Justin Williams coming up, and Justin, third time through here, might be able to make an adjustment, but he started out 0-for-2. So you get Alvarez, and now you force Justin Williams to try and turn his night around, just adding to the level of that strikeout there.
Ball in the dirt, it'll go to the backstop, and Victor Miskai trots home to retake the lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Saw that happen earlier in the ball game on the other side, where Calderon lost control of a breaking pitch. It got through Alvarez and allowed a run to score with two outs for Salem. And this time it's Miskai comes in to score. Ramirez up to third, and Cody Orr standing on second base. Hoffman's second pitch of the at-bat, outside corner. Those are the tough ones as a pitcher. Leave a breaking ball short, gets away from your catcher, and you're doing the job for Justin Williams. Still has two in scoring position. 1-1, hit on the ground, left side of the infield. Meyer picks it up in between hops, and the throw to Miller is in plenty of time to retire Williams for the third out of the inning. But not before Victor Miskai scores on a wild pitch to retake the lead for Fayetteville. They do strand a pair. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Fayetteville 6, Salem 5 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Bottom of the fourth from Salem, Virginia. It's been a real exciting game through the first 3.5 innings. 6-5 lead for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Outside corner on Edinson Paulino from Carlos Calderon, trying to get through his fourth inning on the mound. And just finds himself pitching with a lead. It seems like his offense has just been helping him out big time the last couple of innings, despite Calderon giving up so far 5 runs, 4 of them earned. Hasn't been his best outing on the mound, but still in a position to give his team a victory. Paulino takes ball 2. The left-handed hitting second baseman is 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. And Paulino flares one off to the left, 2-2. After tomorrow's scheduled doubleheader, day off on Monday for Fayetteville before they return home for a 7-game series against the Down East Wood Ducks. 2-2 fouled off yet again. They were unable to get all 6 games in the last time that Down East came to Fayetteville, so they'll tack on a doubleheader, which is, as of now, scheduled for Wednesday. Inside 3-2 to Paulino.
Yeah, we got 11 games in 10 days, so make sure you get your sleep, Colin.
Yeah. Make sure to come on down to Segra Stadium as well if you're in town that week. Ground ball right side into the dugout. A lot of great promotions coming up. Full count to Paulino, who also struck out in his other at-bat after the double to begin things offensively for Salem. Payoff pitch is fouled off to the left, out of play. Six runs on 7 hits and a pair of errors so far for Fayetteville. 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors for the Red Sox. 3-2. Outside ball 4. And Paulino works a leadoff walk, and that's now 4 innings and 4 leadoff men on for Salem. They have simply gotten runners on early in innings, and big reason why they've scored 5 runs.
Well, if you're Calderon, you can say, well, at least I didn't give up a hit here to start one of the innings. Just the second walk. Honestly, Calderon maybe tonight has thrown too many strikes and too much stuff over the middle, so he seemed like he was trying to work the corners there, be careful against Paulino, and just missed. So keep trying to work the edges here and see if he can get something on the ground.
Third baseman Brainier Benassi, 0-for-2, lined out to right in his last at-bat. The 0-1 just off the outside corner. But coming up this week, of course, we've got, as always, got T-Shirt Tuesday on August 9th. On the 10th, Dollar Dogs Wednesday, as well as Winning Weekday, where you come to the ballpark and see a Woodpeckers win. Next home game on a Wednesday, your ticket is free. Fouled off to the left by Benassi, 1-2. Thursday night, actually got a rescheduled promotion back to the 80s, which was on one of the previous nights that ended up getting rained out. So be sure to bring all your 80s workout clothing and whatnot. I don't know. I was born in 99, so I don't know too much about the 1980s. Fastball just outside, 2-2.
I think just bright colors is the thing. Lots of bright colors.
Simple enough. It'll also be Thirsty Thursday. And then Friday night is Alzheimer's Awareness Night. First 1,000 fans through the gates will take home a Woodpeckers purple hat. And also the Woodpeckers will wear specialty purple jerseys as they raise awareness for Alzheimer's. All proceeds will benefit the Alzheimer's Association as a ball in the dirt gets away from Alvarez. And moving up to second is Paulino. He's in scoring position with a full count on Benassi and still no outs. Saturday night, Airborne Appreciation Night. We wrap it up on Sunday with Ability Awareness Day. And of course, Sunday Fun Day. Fly ball down the left field line, slicing away from Victor Miskai, who can't get there in time. It falls about 5 feet to his right, and one hops out of play. We'll do it again. Marcelo Meyer waits on deck. He has reached base in both of his trips to the plate. Calderon, a look at second. Another payoff. Chopped foul. Benassi making him throw a lot of pitches. This next one will be Calderon's 68th of the ballgame. So you have to believe that this could be the end of the line in this inning for Carlos. Another 3-2. Lined into left center field. That one will fall for a base hit. And once again, this game is tied. Scoring from second is Paulino. Brainier Benassi with his first hit of the ball game. It drives in the tying run. 6-6 in the bottom of the fourth.
Boy, we saw a 14-13 game yesterday in the league when we weren't playing baseball. And tonight's ball game feels like it might have a similar flavor if this back and forth keeps going. Four straight innings now. Salem has scored. Six runs, seven hits per side. Only difference in the line score, the couple of errors the Woodpeckers have made. I see a lot more runs and hits, though, over the course of these nine innings.
Wave and a miss by Marcelo Meyer. Nothing and one. Brainier Benassi picks up his 37th RBI of the season. Takes his lead off of first. He's got himself 20 steals, so certainly a threat to run as Meyer swings through a breaking pitch, nothing and two. Marcelo picked up an RBI on a fielder's choice his first time up and has since drawn a walk, but here he strikes out on three pitches. Nice job by Calderon to bounce back after the RBI single. Picks up strikeout number four and the first out of the bottom of the fourth. Here's Blaze Jordan, one of the few guys in this lineup who has yet to produce offensively. He is 0-for-2. And one of the last guys you'd expect to be 0-for-2, breaking ball outside. Blaze with a pop out to the catcher, or first baseman rather, and then struck out swinging in the second inning. Calderon pulls the string on Jordan, 1-1. Again, obstructed view from the bullpen, but we'd have to imagine that somebody has been getting loose. Take over for Calderon as he nears his pitch limit. Chopper towards short, could be two. Whitaker to second for one, and no return throw from Leo's Danny Molina. Looked like he had time. I don't know if he maybe didn't have a firm grip on the baseball, but gets the force out in Benassi at second, and Jordan is up to first base with a fielder's choice, two away in the inning.
Yeah, that one beats me, Colin. Molina had plenty of time to get that throw over to first to turn a double play. Looked like Benassi came kind of close to Leo on the inside of that bat. I don't know if he got spiked a little bit, and that's what stopped him, but that was a chance to end the inning, and the throw never arrived.
Ground ball to second, and now Molina will get an opportunity. Throws on to first, and that will end the inning. So maybe you just want a little more practice out there over at second defensively. The side is retired, but Salem gets another run on the RBI single from Brainier Benassi. They leave one on the base pass. They have already led left, rather. Five runners on base. On to the fifth inning. A 6-6 ball game on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Segra Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team.
On to the fifth inning, 6-6, the score from Salem. Another new arm on the mound for the Red Sox, and tell you about him. Here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Back and forth tonight. Brian Lucas is the new righty, and that first pitch ran inside to Whitaker, and I thought it was just ball one, but it apparently grazed him near the belt area, and he is strolling up to first base on a hit-by-pitch. So tough beginning of the day for Brian Lucas, coming in behind Graham Hoffman, who pitched an inning and a third after coming in behind the starter Juan Encarnacion. Whitaker is on for a second time in three plate appearances tonight. And here comes Colin Price. The first pitch is high and in. 1-0. Brian Lucas pitching for the second time in this series. He comes in 0-1, that is, with a 4.91 ERA, pitching in his sixth relief appearance for the Salem Red Sox. 7 1/3 total innings. He's given up 4 earned runs, no home runs, 5 walks, 8 strikeouts. Here's a ground ball hit over towards short. Marcelo Meyer with a dive, a backhand flip to second, the turn in time. What a double play started by the Red Sox top prospect, Marcelo Meyer, diving to his glove hand side. He got that ball out in a split second, backhanding to Paulino, flat on his belly. And the second baseman finished off the double play. 6-4-3, a spectacular twin killing.
Chappie, I know I compared him to Brandon Crawford earlier in the week. I might not have gone far enough. That was Ozzie Smith-like, what he made deep in the hole at short, a diving play. Not only that, making an accurate flip to Paulino to turn to incredible stuff from the number four overall pick.
Pop up from Leo Stanley Molina, drifting behind the first base bag. Miller underneath it in foul territory, puts the squeeze on, and that puts an end to the fifth inning. Well, Marcelo Meyer took away the third base hit of the night. Would-be third base hit from Colin Price somehow turned it into two outs, and the Woodpeckers are down in lightning-quick fashion. We're halfway through it tonight, tied 6-6 from Salem. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
End of the road for Carlos Calderon, the Fayetteville starter, and Brian Salgado takes over in the bottom of the fifth inning, a 6-6 tie game, Red Sox and Woodpeckers, game four of the series, and the first pitch from Brian Salgado is hopped over to third, behind the bag, played by Ramirez. He steps and throws firm right to the chest of Williams across the diamond. One pitch, one out, down goes Yorberto Mexicano on a 5-3, Keir Meredith coming up, so Brian Salgado will be the new pitcher of record tonight. No decision for Carlos Calderon after he works four innings, gives up the six runs. Brian Salgado 6-5 with a 4.56 ERA coming into tonight. His six wins are second on the club. Low pitch to Meredith, and it's 1-0. 20th appearance for Brian. The Oregon State product is ninth out of the bullpen. Outside pitch, and it's 2-0. 75 and a third total innings of work. He has given up 38 earned runs, 6 home runs, 35 walks, and 72 strikeouts. Elevated fastball runs the count to 3-0 on Meredith. Salem left-handed batter and 7 hitter is 1-for-2 with a single and a run in the second, and he hopped out to the pitcher in the third. 3-0, and Salgado able to find the zone. Looked like a changeup that he faded in there, and it's 3 balls and a strike. Where's those high black and white stirrups out there on the mound? Spins in a slider, and it misses down and inside. 5-pitch walk to Meredith. And Salem gets a base runner. Very least, the first inning tonight where Salem didn't put the leadoff man on with that ground out. But now Salgado will work with Meredith on first. Brian Gonzalez coming to the plate. Final line for the starter, Calderon, has him at 4 innings of work. 7 base hits given up. The 6 runs, 4 earned due to a couple of errors in the second inning. And then 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. First pitch to Meredith to Brian Gonzalez. It was a ball. 1-0. Meredith shuffling his weight back and forth, not going. A breaking ball is down and inside. And it's 2 balls, no strikes. Near identical line scores. If it weren't for a couple of fielding errors by the Woodpeckers in the second, we'd be all the same tonight. 6 runs and 7 hits per side, but the 2 errors by Fayetteville. Clean defense tonight for Salem. Out of the stretch, Meredith on the move. The pitch is called a strike on the inside. The throw down is late coming in, and it skips into center field, but Hallmark backs up the play. Meredith had a head-first dive into second base and couldn't get up in time to get to third, so no throwing error on Alvarez. Woodpeckers avoid their third error of this game, but Meredith picks up stolen base, and he's into scoring position.
Yeah, Meredith's had quite the week so far against Fayetteville. Had a triple off the right field wall and has gotten on base at a pretty high clip over these now 4 games.
Pitches up and inside. And the perfect season on the bases for Kier Meredith continues as well. He is now 17 for 17. Three and one, Gonzalez ahead, and the pitch is inside for ball four. Salgado has walked to second straight.
It's been the name of the game the last couple of nights for the Red Sox, discipline. We saw them draw a boatload of walks against Miguel Ulloa, did the same against Edinson Batista, a couple of guys who aren't known for throwing a whole lot of walks, and so far doing the same against Brian Salgado. They are making these Fayetteville pitchers earn every single strike up there.
And now the nine-hitter, Carson Simas, trying to break up this 6-6 tie. He's in, and a first-pitch slider dropped a little low. 1 ball and no strikes. That was over the middle of the plate, but maybe just below the knee level of the righty Carson Simas. He has an RBI single that came in the second, and that 3-run inning for Salem, and then a flyout to right in the third. He's 1 for 2. And swings and hits a line drive into shallow right field for a base hit. Cody Orr jumps on top of it. He fires onto the infield. Williams cuts off the throw near the mound. And everybody advances one base. Meredith to third, Gonzalez to second. And the bases are loaded against Salgado with one out. And now the top of the order, Edinson Paulino, already coming up for a fourth time tonight.
Some pretty insane production out of the bottom three for Salem tonight. That's now collectively their fourth hit of the game, and for Simas, he's got a pair so far, really doing a nice job in that nine spot.
Yeah, those bottom three hitters have gotten on base in 7 of 9 at bats tonight. And now the first pitch to Paulino is popped up center of the diamond. Whitaker puts his arms out to his side behind second base, and he makes the catch. And the infield fly rule was also called by the base umpire Trey Jester before Whitaker caught that ball. And that's a big second out as Paulino attacked the first pitch, as he often has tonight. And now Brainer Bonassi trying to do something in the bases loaded spot with 2 gone in the bottom of the fifth in a tied 6-6 game.
And this is a huge at-bat right now for Salgado, because you don't want to have to face Marcelo Meyer. You'd rather face him to lead off next inning than have him in a situation with runs already in and likely more in scoring position.
Yep. Salgado does have to face Meyer. Can guarantee you the Woodpeckers will be trailing in some capacity. So Salgado trying to get it done right here. With the bases loaded, his first pitch was a changeup to the outside. 1-0. Salgado with that blue-colored glove hides the baseball, kicks home, and delivers a strike right back to the changeup on the outside corner. 1-1. Big fan of Marcus Stroman, and he models the blue glove after Stroman. Here's the pitch. Slider missed a little bit low. 2 balls and 1 strike. There's also a consensus around the clubhouse that Brian Salgado, if you took him on in a game of MLB The Show, he's the top dog. He's the guy that's a good ball player and a good video game baseball player. Best of both worlds. 2-ball, 1-strike pitch is outside to Bonassi, 3-1, and now Salgado with nowhere to maneuver. He has to come into the zone, otherwise Salem will have a 7-6 lead. Bonassi has singled and also been retired twice on a line out to right and a ground out to first. See, Salgado goes with a fastball, 3-1, he does, and it's fouled away, left side into the seats. Brought it home at 90 miles an hour, according to that right center field radar gun out there on the video board. Wasn't his hardest fastball, if that reading is accurate. But might have sacrificed a little bit of the velocity to just get in the zone and avoid the bases loaded walk. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. In the bottom of the fifth, bases loaded. A 6-6 tie. Salgado sets, pitches, and a fly ball is struck down the left field line. Mascai is sprinting over. He gives up, and that one slices foul into the bullpen.
The Red Sox being able to have those guys in motion, huge benefit. Essentially guarantees two runs on a single and a bases clearing extra base hit if you find some of the green out there in the alleyway.
Benassi drove in his 37th run of the season with that fourth inning single, and he's ready to see another payoff pitch. Belt high set from Salgado. The pitch is a breaking ball, called strike three on the inside corner. Benassi slams his bat at the plate. He is struck out looking and stranded, the bases loaded, to keep this game tied 6-6. And now there's been an ejection. Perry Schwartz has just thrown out Salem manager Luke Montz. I believe it's Luke Montz. And now he is in the face of Trey Jester, who came hustling down that line. And oh, now Montz has been ejected. So somebody else that got tossed. Montz has spiked his helmet, and he is fuming. He is all over Trey Jester right now. Perry Schwartz, the home plate umpire, was the first to eject a player. I believe it must be Benassi that was tossed. And we have double ejections, and now Aiko Thomas is coming out of the dugout to try and pull away his enraged manager.
Man, this is the maddest I've seen Luke Montz in the two series we've seen. I mean, he is livid, and he is going right after Trey Jester, the field umpire. I mean, talk about a blow-up from Luke Montz on obviously what was a huge pitch, a borderline pitch on the inside corner there to Benassi. And we'll have to find out if it was Benassi who was the other guy ejected or not, but we know that's it for Luke Montz, and he'll have to watch the rest of this one from the showers.
Yeah, we'll take a look at how the Salem defense lines up here, but Perry Schwartz ejected the first person, then Montz came out, and Jester came down the line, then Montz got ejected by Jester. Now, it is possible that Jester didn't realize that Schwartz tossed Montz, but we'll have to figure it all out during this brief pause. We're back in a moment. Woodpeckers coming up in the sixth in a 6-6 tie ball game. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region. Well, the first pitch is out of the sixth inning, and it is popped foul back into the broadcast booth. It got caught in the booth. Hopefully Andy next door is okay. He just took a foul ball right into the broadcast booth. And we'll have to go see if he made a catch to start the inning.
I think that's the second most exciting thing to happen in the last 5 minutes.
Boy, isn't it? A bouncing ball along first. It's 0-2 on Miskai. 6-6 tied game in this top of the sixth, and Salem pretty much has a new defensive arrangement. About half of their infield, outfield changing after an ejection to two people. Luke Montz, the manager, and also Brainerd Bonassi, the third baseman, after a called third strike, ended the bottom of the fifth and left the bases loaded for Salem, keeping this game tied. Pitch inside on Miskai. It's now 1-2. Miskai, Urys Ramirez, and Jackson Hallmark, 8-9-1 to face Brian Lucas. And now Miskai pulls a fly ball out into right. Baylen had a tough break on it, but was able to adjust and make the catch in right. Darryl Baylen, he is the new right fielder, Colin, and there's a lot of other changes out there on the diamond as well.
Yeah, might as well go through it once again. Yeah. So Mexicano still behind the plate. Tyler Miller at first. Carson Cimas now the second baseman. Marcelo Meyer remains at short. Edinson Paulino moves from second to third. Out in left now is Brian Gonzalez. He was in right. Kyra Meredith in center. He was in left. And as you mentioned, Baylen, the right fielder.
Yeah, so it caused all sorts of scrambling. Like a game of Twister after Bonassi ejected. And then manager Luke Montz shortly thereafter. 1-0 pitch is a breaking ball called a strike. Looked a little outside as the zone expands, and it's 1-1 on Urys. He had a feeling that there might be an ejection coming at some stage in this series just because of the disagreement that both sides have had with Perry Schwartz and his strike zone this week. Here's a short hopping liner hit out towards second. Cole Cimas now playing second base is able to make the play. Carson Cimas, excuse me, and there's two gone.
It was a buy one, get one free for ejections. You had Bonassi get thrown out by Schwartz, and then Luke Montz came out, got into it with Schwartz a little bit. Trey Jester tried to kind of calm him down. It didn't work, so Trey Jester threw Luke Montz out of the ballgame.
So Jackson Hallmark takes a breaking ball to the outside. That's something the Woodpeckers have been able to avoid really all year long. They have only had two coaches thrown out of games this year as Hallmark pops it up, and this will stay on the infield. First base side of the mound. Miller coming forward on the grass, and the first baseman makes the catch, and that ends a 1-2-3 top of the sixth inning for Fayetteville. So things calm down a bit after the show, ending the bottom of the fifth, and we'll head to the home half of the sixth inning. Tied up 6-6, Woodpeckers and Red Sox back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Back in Salem for the bottom of the sixth inning. Tied up 6-6. And Marcelo Meyer leading it off. The lefty takes a first pitch from Brian Salgado above the zone, a little outside as well. And it's 1-0. Big spot for the Salem Red Sox in the bottom of the fifth, and they were unable to come through. Brainer Benassi looked at strike three to end the inning with the bases loaded. Got promptly tossed there afterward. Lost the manager as well. Luke Mons arguing the call. And here's a bouncing ball hit foul behind home plate. And it's 1-1 on Meyer. Marcelo Meyer hadn't struck out all week until his swinging strikeout in the fourth inning. That was facing the starter, Carlos Calderon. And now he takes up and outside. It's 2-2, make it, on Meyer here.
That walk that Meyer had back in the second inning, by the way, he's now walked in eight consecutive games. That's tied for the longest streak in the Carolina League this season.
Here's a line drive out to center. It stays up long enough, and Jackson Hallmark getting a little extended time tonight. Looks like he might be en route to playing all nine innings for the first time coming out of the concussion. He makes the catch, and there's one gone. Looked like that ball might fall for a moment, but then Hallmark was quickly able to angle it off for the first out and bring up Blaze Jordan. Salgado pitches and misses inside and low with a slider. One ball and no strikes. Six runs on seven hits and two errors for the Woodpeckers. Six runs, eight base hits and no errors for Salem. And Jordan swings early and lines one foul into the terrace area down on the left field side, and it is 1-1. Jordan has reached out a fielder's choice, but that is it. He is 0-3. Infield plays deep, but straight up. And the 1-1 gets him reaching forward and missing for strike two. One ball, two strikes. A good slider there from Salgado. See if he goes to it again. Another 1-2 pitch, a fastball. He tried to mess with the timing of Jordan. A little late getting to it, but he's able to fight it off. 92-mile-per-hour fastball stemming off of the big slider. One ball and two strikes. Here it comes. And Jordan strikes out swinging on a breaking ball down and inside. Brian Salgado gets him for his second strikeout tonight. Second from Salgado, second by Jordan also. He drops to 0-4. Tough night for the Salem cleanup man and top 10 prospect Tyler Miller. The lefty will now come up with the bases empty and two gone.
Sometimes that's all it takes, a big strikeout in a shaky inning, and that's exactly what it was for Salgado in the fifth, and since then he's looked like a new man on the mound so far in the sixth.
First pitch down and inside on Miller. Miller's 1-3, singled and scored the lone run of the third inning. That tied the game at 5-5. Both sides traded runs in the fourth, and we've been scoreless since. 2-0 the count. Pitch was low, and now the offer is a ground ball towards the middle. Skips off of the mound, but perfectly positioned behind second base Tyler Whitaker to scoop that ball up. Throw on to first, and end a 1-2-3 inning for Brian Salgado. Much more efficient in the sixth after he stranded the bases loaded in the fifth. And we are tied up 6-6 going on the final third of our ballgame. The seventh inning is next right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch App. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Secker Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We're tied 6-6 in the seventh inning, and Cody Orr leads it off for the Woodpeckers. Back on the mound is Brian Lucas, and back on the mic, here is Colin Paul Casey.
Thank you so much, Andrew. I actually don't remember what your middle name is, if you even mentioned it to me, but I appreciate the thought on your end. Orr steps in. Couple of walks for him and a flyout. Fastball on the outside corner. It is 1-1. Brian Lucas back out on the mound. He actually picked up the loss earlier in the series on Wednesday night, went two innings, gave up three runs, two earned in a tough seventh inning, and yet here we are in the seventh. He'll look for some redemption, try to keep this game tied. 1-2 now to Orr. A lot of space up the middle for Orr, but he swings and misses and strikes out. So Lucas looking to keep up what's been a strong outing for him. He has now retired each of the last five batters, make it six batters he's faced. And that is his first strikeout of the outing. So here's Jose Alvarez batting with the bases empty for a change. Had him loaded in each of his last two at-bats. He'll foul off the first pitch. Jose with the two-run single as part of the five-run third inning for the Woodpeckers. Their third five-run inning of the week in four games. First one coming in the seventh on Tuesday night. Fastball down and outside. Major league level, the Houston Astros trail 4-0 in Cleveland. That one over the middle, called a strike. Bottom of the eighth inning from Progressive Field. The 1-2 to Alvarez. Check swing. Did he hold up the appeal down to Trey Jester at first? And Trey says he did hold up. 2-2. Salem crowd not too happy with that call. I'd like to tell you about Luke Montz's reaction to it, but he was thrown out couple innings prior. So not a popular umpiring crew in Salem are these two. Down and outside, it is now full to Alvarez. Justin Williams waits on deck, trying to buck an 0-for-3 on the night. Ground ball towards second, played by Carson Semus. Throw on to Miller in time for the second out. How about Brian Lucas? Been a stabling presence out of the bullpen for the Red Sox. He has gone 2 2/3 scoreless and looking to make it back-to-back 1-2-3 innings.
It's good the Woodpeckers kind of won the third and the fourth inning tonight because they were going down quickly in the first and second, and now Salem pitching has got back to that quick pace they were working with in the first couple of innings.
A hard liner down the right field line bangs off the wall, but it's about 10 feet foul. Justin Williams heads on back to the plate. The other affiliate, of course, the Salem Red Sox, being the single A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, who are in Kansas City. Those two teams tied 3-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Bobby Dalbec tying the ball game up with a two-run shot in the top half. His 11th of the season, former Salem Red Sox. Williams hammers another one. This one to right center field. This ball will get down, and it hits off the wall on the fly. Williams losing the helmet. He chugs on into second base with a two-out double. Has to feel good for Justin Williams, who struck out in his first two ABs, and now he represents the go-ahead run at second base here in the seventh.
Great swing by Justin. He got a fastball towards the top of the zone. It was a similar pitch that he got to start the at-bat, and he lined off the wall and right on the foul side of that foul pole. That time he slowed the swing just a little bit, but was able to time it out, and coming off of the bat, he knew that thing had a chance to get to the wall on the fly, and it did. That might be a home run there at Segra Stadium in right center.
I think you might be right. It was carrying a lot of velocity going out to the wall. Here is Tyler Whitaker, two-run double back in the third inning, trying to add to that total with a crucial runner at second base. But a half swing, and Lucas ahead in the count 0-2. Williams, that ends up being his eighth double of the season. He has now surpassed his total with Fayetteville last year, be it in six more games. Chopper left side and fielded by manager Joe Thon, who's coaching third. It's foul. So as far as extra base hits, those are not nearly the same pace as Williams had last year, but his averages and slash line across the board is up, which is probably the more important thing to focus on. Breaking ball, and Whitaker lays off. Through 36 games last year, Williams hitting 213. Coming into tonight, 242. And that on base slice slightly up as well. Called strike three, and Whitaker goes down on strikes. Look back at Perry Schwartz and just walks on back to the dugout. Second strikeout of the inning and the game for Lucas as the Woodpeckers strand a runner at second, one hit, no errors, and nobody coming around to score. It's stretch time from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Fayetteville 6, Salem 6 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Six, seven, and eight hitters for Salem as they look to break through and retake the lead for the first time since all the way back in the second inning. 6-6 ball game. First pitch from Bryant Salgado misses downstairs to Yorberto Mexicano. Doubled in that second inning. Also struck out and is grounded out. Line drive right at Tyler Whitaker over at short. He makes the grab, and Mexicano is retired on two pitches. It was hit right on the screws, but Whitaker didn't have to move very far over at short for the first out of the inning. So here is Keir Meredith, who's reached base twice in this one, scored a run back in that three-run second inning. Backdoor breaking ball, Salgado gets the call. Oh, one, and Meredith loses the bat. Oh, look out. Ended up in the seats. Doesn't look like it hit anybody. And one lucky fan was able to grab it. Bat didn't break. It kind of just went clean in there. And about the fourth row above the dugout. And you can see the young man picked it up. And he's walking around the concourse with a 35-inch piece of wood.
And he gets to keep it. Nobody's tracked him down. He's walking the concourse. He's high-fiving everybody right now. He's got himself the best souvenir possible.
The umpire's looking on over there, and now
I would walk down to the concourse while you can, kid.
Someone else kind of picked it up just to test it out, handed it back to him. They might as well just run on out of the stadium. No balls and two strikes. Salgado delivers. It's chopped right side, charging as Williams scoops it with his chest, touching the bag. Salgado just barely gets his foot in. And Meredith is called out. Not happy at all. Over at first was the first base coach. Trey Jester calling him out for the second out of the inning.
And Salem's going to start getting thin on who they can send to argue. They're not arguing that play.
So a 3-1 put out. Salgado in a rhythm now on the mound. A big swing by Brian Gonzalez for strike one. Bryant, ever since having the bases loaded with one out in the fifth, he is retired. Each of the last seven batters he's faced, 1-7 in the Salem order. 1-1 to Gonzalez, who has reached base in all three of his plate appearances, misses outside. Reached on an error in the second and scored. An RBI single in the third, drew a walk in the fifth. Takes a powerful swing at one low. Cannot make contact. 2-2. Salgado trying to go 1-2-3 again. 2-2. Just below the knees. Full count. Seamus in the on-deck circle. He's had himself a strong night as well, including an RBI single himself. 3-2. Breaking ball. Flared out into center field. A long run. A dive. And Hallmark can't get there. It lands for a two-out single. That was just in no man's land. Too far for Molina to run it down. And Hallmark, even with the dive, came up a couple of feet short. So Gonzalez keeps the inning alive. The two-out base hit. He represents the go-ahead run over at first. Quite the game for Brian Gonzalez. Couple of hits. Reach base four times. That'll help the OBP. So here is Seamus. Pair of singles for him. He'll just try to get this back to the top of the order. And time is called on a fastball that misses inside. I think it was a late pitch clock violation, and it was. Now Brian Salgado's not happy, and neither is Joe Thon as he comes out of the dugout to have words with Perry Schwartz, and why not? Who hasn't in this series? He heads back into the dugout quickly.
1-0. So it count.
Only counts as one ball. Brian Gonzalez takes his lead off first, and it's fouled right back into the seats. Joe was really upset when he first came out of the dugout, but it seems like he quickly cooled off. Maybe the explanation from Schwartz eased his thoughts. 1-1 to Seamus. Breaking ball, bottom of the zone for a strike. Carson's brother Cole, also playing in the Carolina League. Annapolis Cannonballer pitcher. Swing, and Seamus can't put it in play. Chop the throw, rather, up the line to first is in time, and the inning is over. So a two-out single from Brian Gonzalez does not matter. Brian Salgado retired 8 of the last 9 batters he's faced and has gone 3 scoreless innings in relief. On to the 8th, still tied at 6 from Salem Memorial Ballpark. go to the eighth from Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch of the inning is fouled off down the right field line by Colin Price, the designated hitter. Red Sox go to the bullpen for the fourth time tonight. Luis Guerrero now on the mound and now on the play-by-play. Here is Andrew Chapman.
All right, Colin, you thought this was going to be a 10-10 game at one point with the way it started tonight, 6-6 after four innings, but that's the way it has stood since the fourth. Three scoreless innings for both sides as the bullpens have calmed things down. Brian Lucas, three scoreless. He gave up just one hit and didn't walk a batter, hit one, struck out two. And now Luis Guerrero, his pitch missed inside to Colin Price. It's 1-1. Here it is. Price takes a swing and misses an outside slider. One hand came off the bat on that swing, and it's 1-2. Price has come up with another multi-hit day, a pair of singles, an RBI. Already five hits over his first three pro games, and now he goes too far on one down to the dirt. Colin Price strikes out. It's been a rarity to start his pro career. There's one gone in the eighth inning.
In between innings, we spoke with a couple of guys up in the booth, and it turns out that that borderline pitch on a 3-2 count that Brainier Bernassi and eventually Luke Montz got thrown out on did in fact catch the zone. So at least by the TrackMan data, it was a strike three that was called correctly.
At bat starts 0-1 on Leo Stanny Molina. 218 batter coming into this AB, 5 home runs, 30 driven in. Molina tonight 0-3. Has a base hit in all the first three games of this series. Here's a foul ball coming back our way. And fell just short of us in the booth.
If we brought the net with us, I think we would have.
I might have been able
shot.
To stick it out. Yeah. That was within range. Maybe we need to start bringing the net on the road. 0-2, the pitch to Molina, inside, and it got him on the left hand. Molina is down on a knee. He has stumbled off to the left side of home plate, holding his hand between his legs, and his left hand got hit squarely with that baseball, running up and in on him.
Yeah, it's one of the worst spots you can really get hit, holding on to that bat, so essentially any fingers or knuckles get compressed into that bat and see him instantly in some pain and hopefully nothing too serious. Trainer Eric Braun out there quickly.
It's the non-throwing hand for Molina, but still you need that left hand obviously to swing a bat and do all other baseball related activities. And now Joe Thon there with Eric and Leo. Yeah, pulling out the lineup card, knowing that he might have to make a change here. Yeah, like they're feeling out the wrist area as well of Molina, a little bit higher up on that hand. It doesn't seem like it's the fingers, more the top of the hand or somewhere near the wrist.
And that left hand is really what does all the magic when you're swinging a bat. You have it on that the bottom as you're a right-handed batter, and it's how you generate all that power. So it's like Leo's going to exit the ball game, but hopefully nothing too serious and just a precaution.
Yeah, you would hope. And that's the pretty much everyday starting shortstop for the Woodpeckers, and they need his glove out there. So Molina off, Rainier Rivas on. Rivas puts on a helmet, does a little stretching, and runs up the stairwell of the dugout out to first base. Rivas will take over at first with one out, and his spot in the lineup will now be the seven spot if he does come up to bat later tonight.
Yeah, and it makes sense because you put Rivas in the outfield, potentially right field, and then bring Cody Orr in to play second base.
To play second, that would work. Here's the first one now to lefty Victor Mizcai, who's had a good night at the plate seeing the baseball. First pitch low, 1-0. He has lined a couple of balls out towards first base that both times have eaten up Tyler Miller and come up for singles into right field. The 1-0, and Mizcai takes a huge swing and fouls it into the netting. 1-1. Luis Guerrero, his numbers coming into tonight. Third reliever, fourth arm for Salem. 2-3, 3.44 ERA. This is his 15th game out of the bullpen. Also pitched at the rookie level this season for the Red Sox, two games there before coming out to Salem. Pitch outside, 2-1 on Mascai. He has recorded the majority of the Red Sox saves this year, 6 saves and 7 opportunities, but right now he's just trying to keep the game level 6-6. Mascai takes a fastball low and in on the corner, but it's called strike 2. Even count. 18 and a third innings for Guerrero. He has given up 7 earned runs, has not allowed a home run this year. 13 walks and 27 strikeouts. Change up off the plate outside. 3-2 on Mascai. Woodpeckers have drawn 3 walks. Whitaker and Molina have been hit by pitches. Be big if they could try and get 2 on for Yuri Ramirez with 1 out. Here it comes. Mascai swings, pops this one up. It'll get out of play. Drifting towards the upper level of the third base side, and that's a souvenir.
Good velo on Guerrero's fastball so far. A couple at 97, the last one clocking in at 98 on the radar.
A half moon starting to rise up way above the right field wall as Mascai flies it out into center. That sends Meredith back. He stutter steps to the warning track and makes the catch. That one probably hit about 390, 395 feet to the deepest part of the park, but Victor Mascai flies out. Rivas returns to first. 2 away, and here comes Yuris Ramirez at the bottom of the order.
All you can ask for to Yuris is just get one in play and try to keep the line moving. Right now, every base runner could be the deciding one in this ball game, so you're just trying to treat every at-bat with the every at-bat really with just being able to make it a productive one, try to keep the line, especially with 2 outs in the late innings. You're just trying to find a way on base.
Woodpeckers with an out to play with here in the 8th inning. 2 gone, man on first. Rivas in for the injured Leo Stanley Molina. Hit on the hand with a pitch. And that was a fastball running in on Ramirez, and he started his swing way too late, and it looked like he knew it. He just kind of half-heartedly went through the zone. And now he's in a hole. Nothing and 2. Infield straight up. Ramirez has been on twice with a walk and a single. The 0-2 pitch in on the hands and shoved foul to the right side. 0-2.
Yuris knows all about that feeling of taking one in on the hands.
Ended his season last year. Ended up having wrist surgery as a result. Guerrero at the belt, left leg kick. He whips home and misses outside with a fastball. 1-2. It's a pretty violent delivery for Guerrero. He keeps those hands together, and then as he explodes towards the plate, kind of outstretches that back right arm and brings it home. All in one aggressive motion. The pitch shorts the plate, breaking ball, and it's blocked by Mexicano. To keep it at a 2-ball, 2-strike count now. Jackson Hallmark waiting on deck, top of the Fayetteville order. Those top hitters are going to get to step to the plate for a 5th time tonight. A lot of scoring in the first stages of this game, but nothing for both sides since the 4th. 2-strike pitch to Ramirez is pulled foul on the ground. And it stays at 2-2. A good battle going against Guerrero, the 22-year-old. Grew up in Boni in the Dominican Republic. Came to the States to play junior college, Chipola Junior College in Florida. Was grabbed by the Red Sox in the 17th round last year. 2-2 is low and outside. No, called strike 3. Yuris Ramirez goes down looking, and he's having an argument, some parting words for Perry Schwartz. So that does it for Yuris and the Woodpeckers in the 8th inning. They leave a man on first base. Leo Stanley Molina forced out of this game after getting hit on the hand. We'll have some defensive changes to bring you when we return in the bottom of the 8th in a moment right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fields. I never meant for you to
More defensive changes to bring you in Salem as the Woodpeckers now have to rearrange after Leo Stanley Molina is hit with a pitch on the hand and pulled out of the game. Brian Salgado gets a swing and a miss out of Edinson Paulino for strike one in this bottom of the eighth. 6-6 tie game, the pitch outside, and it's 1-1. You have Rainier Rivas now playing in left field. Justin Williams has gone over to third, and Yuris Ramirez is playing at second.
Yeah, Mascai now over at first with Rivas going to left field.
2-1, and here's a bouncing ball left side of the mound. Salgado shuffles to his left, collects and throws over to first, and gets the out.
So one away. Orr stays put in right, Hallmark still in center. You got Rivas entering the game out in left. Mascai moves from left to first base. Williams moves from first to third, and Ramirez moves from third to second.
All right, so just about everybody that's been out there on the diamond tonight, whether it's the Woodpeckers or Salem, has played multiple positions. Pitch outside to Daryl Baylen. He has taken the spot of Brainer Benassi after Brainer was ejected on a called third strike back in the fifth inning. Popped out of play, foul. Baylen only batting 110 on the year with two home runs, nine driven in. The 0-1 pitch is low. A slider missed. One ball and one strike.
Chappie, I think I saw a 1-1 signal, so I believe there might have been an automatic ball charged to Salgado at some
might
point.
Might have been, yeah. Perry Schwartz is signaling right now, showing 2-1. Baylen. He was out of the lineup on Thursday, last played on Wednesday. Committed a big fielding error out in right field that led to a three-run seventh inning for Fayetteville and that 8-6 win. And now he cuts through a 2-1 pitch to get to 2-2. Strikeouts are way up for him, 44 Ks this year in 82 at-bats. So he's going down more than 50% of the time with the strikeout. Slider dropped off low. And it's 3-2, full count. He's a guy you want to go right after, obviously, with that high strikeout rate. He's only drawn 7 walks as well, so he's going to attack 3-2 pitches more often than not. And here it is, the payoff. He stays off it, and a slider just missed outside. Brian Salgado thought he had strike three.
Yeah, that outside corner has been kind of hit or miss as a pitcher. Sometimes you've gotten the call, and other times you haven't. It's a good location there for Salgado. Got to give a lot of credit, though, for Baylen to take that pitch. And all of a sudden, he represents the go-ahead run.
So here is Marcelo Meyer with the go-ahead run on first base. And the first pitch to Meyer misses outside, 1-0. Meyer has reached on a fielder's choice. Struck out, walked, and lined to center. Altogether, he's 0-3 with the ribby. Another pitch to the outside, but that one just able to clip the edge. Backdoor slider to the lefty, and it is 1-1. Meyer at 285, hit his 9th home run of the season on Tuesday night. RBI in the first gave him 40 for the season. And the pitch is up and away. Change up. 2 balls and a strike. Red Sox out hitting the Woodpeckers 9-8. Salem had a golden chance to go in front in the bottom of the fifth, but left the bases loaded as Brainer Benacci struck out looking to end the frame. There's a strike to Meyer on the low outside corner. Salgado trying to be careful to stay away from Meyer. You can tell he doesn't want to put anything inside. That's the part of the plate that Meyer can really turn on, and that's how he hit his home run on Tuesday, an inside pitch. Here's the 2-2. And he fouls it into the netting.
Interesting positioning for the outfield for Fayetteville. Cody Orr is playing pretty close to that right center field gap as opposed to towards the lines. There's a lot of room down that right field line for Meyer if he pulls it.
Regarded as a great hitter, though, to all fields, so it's kind of like pick the alley you want to try and defend. And here's a line drive pulled out into a straightaway right field. Cody Orr going to his left to cut it off. Comes up firing to second. Baylen going to third. And Marcelo Meyer takes advantage of that shifted around Fayetteville outfield. He has a base hit that puts runners on the corners with one out and puts Salem in a good spot to take the lead. Blaze Jordan now coming up.
There you have it right there. Hit the nail on the head, Chappie. There's really no safe place to position your defense against Marcelo Meyer. Gets a fastball inside with two strikes and just kind of jars those hands around, yanks it into shallow right field. Just kind of a classic approach to hitting that Meyer has, and it's got the Red Sox one step closer to retaking the lead.
Jose Alvarez going out there to the mound and having a conversation with Brian Salgado, an extended conversation. Perry Schwartz is going to go out there to break it up. Those two are probably talking some sequencing right now and how they want to attack Blaze Jordan, who may be 0 for 4 tonight, but is a dangerous bat each time he steps in, like Meyer, a 285 hitter with 8 home runs and a team-high 54 driven in. Tonight, just a fielder's choice for Jordan with a couple of strikeouts. Brian Salgado struck him out swinging back in the sixth. And now the second time Jordan faces the Fayetteville right-hander. The first pitch is a fly ball hit deep right field. Orr going back on it. He's to the warning track. He's to the wall, and it is off the top of the fence. Baylen scores from third. Meyer had to delay his run. He's going into third. Stops there. Double for Blaze Jordan. And the Red Sox have a 7-6 lead. He missed his go-ahead three-run home run by a matter of just a couple of inches. He hit it right off the top of the wall and straightaway right, a high-arcing fly ball. Would have scored Meyer, but Marcelo had to slow his run just to make sure that ball wasn't going to be caught. Now Tyler Miller, the lefty, is up. And the infield plays in. Salgado out of the stretch, delivers, and Miller wraps it foul over to the Fayetteville dugout, 0-1.
Just a great piece of opposite field hitting by Blaze Jordan. Knew he just needed a fly ball. He got that and then some. Nearly carried out of the park or played it poorly off the wall, but Meyer wasn't convinced that that ball was dropping, so he's forced to hold at third base.
Next pitch to Miller, line drive right field. That falls for a hit. Meyer scores from third. They stop Jordan. And Miller adds on. RBI single, 8-6, Salem.
That's just the heart of the lineup doing their job for the Red Sox. The big hit from Meyer puts Baylen at third. Jordan comes through with a double, and Miller has had himself a really quiet but strong series. He's had a lot of big hits for this Salem Red Sox team, and this one might be the biggest of them all, potentially the insurance run that seals Fayetteville's fate tonight.
Jordan picked up his 55th RBI with that double, also his team-high 29th double of the year. And for Tyler Miller, that is his 37th RBI of the season. He's now 2 for 5. John Kovalik going out there to the mound to talk things over. After the number to the mound from Edinson Paulino, the walk was followed up by 3 straight base hits. And the Red Sox now find themselves up 2, trying to add more with runners on the corners, 1 away. And 3 outs on the defensive side of things from evening up this series at 2 games apiece. Roberto Mexicano, the catcher, is now into the right side after the meeting on the mound with the Fayetteville pitching coach. Slider low and away for ball 1. Mexicano is doubled and scored a run. He's 1 for 4. Lined out sharply to Tyler Whitaker last time up in the 7th. The pitch is popped up down the right field line, slicing foul towards that right field bullpen. 1-1. Salem went scoreless in the 4th, 5th, and 6th prior to this 2-run 8th inning. And make it the 5th, 6th, and 7th when Salem went scoreless. And the 2-run 8th. Slider got to Mexicano chasing low and away, 1-2.
Really just a lot of credit to Brian Salgado with those 3 innings, but they have figured him out in this 8th.
The offer. A check swing, a protection there, and a soft line drive is hit foul off the facing of the Woodpeckers dugout. 1-2.
talk about that pitch. All comes back to with Balin, 3-2 pitch that just missed off the outside corner. Mm-hmm. Had Salgado gotten that call, it could be a completely different story.
Another two strike coming up, and it is bounced foul over Blaze Jordan's head on that third base baseline. And we'll keep it at one ball and two strikes on Mexicano. Fredericksburg has entered a short two-game losing streak, and they beat Down East tonight. Shut them out 3-0. Carolina thumps Kannapolis 9-3. Cannonballers, second place team in the South, drop a game further, and the pitch is popped up and out of play. Charleston, who has won 8 games in a row, likely to have their league-high winning streak snapped tonight. They trail 8-1 in the top of the 7th inning to the Columbia Fireflies on the road. The 1-2 to Mexicano inside nearly hit him, and he has to spin away from a slider. Two balls and two strikes.
Guess that's a silver lining for Fayetteville if they're unable to come back and win this one. The top three teams in the South all struggling tonight.
And the team that is immediately in front of them, the Augusta Green Jackets, they lead 4-0 over Delmarva, the top of the 7th. Mexicano takes a swing at a 2-2, pops it out of play, foul, right side. And the count stays level at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Augusta pitching has held Delmarva to just one base hit tonight. And the Green Jackets threatening to add more. Bases loaded, one out in the top of the 7th inning at the Shorebirds place in Delmarva. 2-2, runner on the move to second, a swing and a miss. Throw goes down, it's cut off in front of the bag. Return throw to the plate, and the tag gets Jordan sliding in. It turns into a double play. Alvarez might have wanted to get the runner Miller going to second, but Yuris Ramirez had other ideas. He stepped in front of second base, fired a throw back to the plate. Jordan had a late run, and he gets tagged out trying to give the Red Sox a 9-6 lead. Instead, 8-6 closes out the bottom of the 8th inning. Red Sox get 2. We go to the 9th, and the Woodpeckers trailing have Hallmark, Orr, and Alvarez. Top of their order coming up when we return in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Last chance for the Woodpeckers tonight, top of the 9th inning with Jackson Hallmark climbing into the right side to face Luis Guerrero. He's now in line for a win after the Salem Red Sox scored 2 in the bottom of the 8th to go up 8-6. First pitch fastball at 97 miles an hour gets Hallmark swinging and missing for strike 1. Hallmark up for a 5th time. He's 0 for 4. Fouls one off. More heat, 97 again from Guerrero. No balls, 2 strikes, Cody Orr, and then Jose Alvarez will follow. Woodpeckers are without a run after since the 4th, and they scored 5 of their 6 tonight in a big third inning. The 0-2, and Hallmark swings and foul tipped it. Mexicano had it pop in and out of his mitt and rolled at the backstop. Salem has put up 12 hits now, between Carlos Calderon and Brian Salgado. Salem's needed more arms to get through this game. Juan Encarnacion, the starter, only went 2 2/3. Graham Hoffman, Brian Lucas, and Luis Guerrero have combined to go the rest of the way. A check swing on a breaking ball low. Hallmark didn't make contact with that ball. Looked like he did for a moment, but it's 1-2. Hallmark has put the ball in play twice, a center field fly ball and also a pop out to the first baseman. 0-2, a 1-2 that is, and he chases to the outside for strike three. A sweeping slider gets him. Hallmark strikes out for a third time, falls to 0-5. Fayetteville down to their final two chances. And Cody Orr steps in.
Still have to imagine Hallmark trying to get his land legs back after missing a week due to the fastball he took up high, so wouldn't be surprised to see a couple of nights like these.
Cody Orr waves and misses. First pitch changeup. Had him swinging early. 0-1. Orr has reached twice. It's been on walks. He's 0-2, though. Struck out his last time in the seventh facing Brian Lucas. Luis Guerrero in line for a win right now, but Brian Lucas might be the MVP on the pitching front for Salem after he really shut down the Woodpeckers' offense with three scoreless innings and just one hit allowed. Orr takes low, and it's two balls and a strike. When trailing after eight innings this year on the road, the Woodpeckers are 0-23. Do not have a win in these comeback spots this season. Orr now in a 2-2 count. Infield playing him straight up. And here's the pitch. It is just outside. No, a late strike call by Perry Schwartz, and Orr is rung up looking. Fastball to the outer edge. Back-to-back strikeouts. That's three Ks in a row now for Guerrero, going back to the eighth inning when he struck out Yuri's Ramirez to end things. And the Woodpeckers have needed to put together their most competitive at-bats tonight. They've been unable to put much in play. Jose Alvarez is in. Final chance for Fayetteville. And the first one is outside, 1-0.
Guerrero's had some pretty electric stuff since coming into the game in the eighth. Pair of strikeouts then. Pair of strikeouts to begin the ninth.
Left leg kick, the 1-0 is line foul, straight backwards. One ball and one strike. Stick around following the conclusion of this one for the Woodpeckers postgame show. We'll get you ready for tomorrow's doubleheader. Games 5 and 6 of the series following yesterday's rainout begin at 3:05 p.m. And Alvarez swings, hits a fly ball out into right. Baylen going back on it at the warning track, pressed up against the fence, and he makes the catch. Right before it hit the wall, he stuck the glove up and was able to bring it in to end this ball game. Luis Guerrero strikes out a pair in the ninth, goes 1-2-3, and a two-run bottom of the eighth wins it tonight for the Salem Red Sox. They have taken the last two games after the Woodpeckers took the first two, and our series is even going into Sunday's doubleheader. Back and forth, 12 runs scored over the first four innings tonight, but the final two that truly mattered, scored by the Red Sox in the dying moments. So we will go to break and be back in a moment for the post-game wrap-up right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Welcome back to Salem for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. And tonight, a tied 6-6 game ended up going the way of the Red Sox. A two-run bottom of the eighth inning to give Salem their second win in a row against the Red Sox, and even up this against the Woodpeckers, that is, even up this series at two games apiece going into tomorrow, the Sunday series conclusion, in which we have a doubleheader in store for you. First game starting at 3:05, and the next game to follow immediately after, a pair of seven-inning ball games. Tonight, Colin, the Salem Red Sox came out hot. They got four runs over the first two innings of the game, and you thought, uh-oh, the Woodpeckers might have this one slip away early. But a huge five-run third inning put the Woodpeckers in front. It was a two-run single by Jose Alvarez that got the scoring started. And then with two outs, Tyler Whitaker came up with a two-run double high off the right center field wall. And then Colin Price, an RBI single that gave them the lead 5-4. Salem, though, had put together really quality at-bats in the first few innings against Carlos Calderon, and they were quickly able to level the game in the third inning with a run of their own. Brian Gonzalez, a two-out RBI single, has scored Tyler Miller. Fayetteville, they got the lead back, though, a 6-5 lead. They got a run in the fourth inning. Victor Mizquei reached on a line drive single that skipped over Miller into right field. He was able to get down to third later in the inning and eventually crossed on a wild pitch when the bases were loaded. Two Woodpeckers were in scoring position in that fourth inning, but then strikeouts to Jose Alvarez and Justin Williams left a couple of runners in scoring position when Fayetteville had a chance to add to their lead. Salem again countered with a game-tying run in the bottom of the fourth inning. Brainerd Bonassi, an RBI single that scored Edinson Paulino after he walked against Carlos Calderon. And then it was 6-6. Then the bullpen started to take over. Brian Salgado came on in the fifth. He went scoreless, as he did in the sixth and the seventh inning. Salem was unable to grab a run. Neither could the Woodpeckers, though. Brian Lucas came in behind Graham Hoffman. He pitched a scoreless fifth, sixth, and seventh inning. Gave the ball off to Luis Guerrero, who pitched a scoreless eighth. And then Salem was able to get their game-winning inning in the bottom of the eighth against Brian Salgado after he'd gone three scoreless. Blaze Jordan came up with an RBI double off the right field wall. They made it a 7-6 game, and then Tyler Miller, an RBI single that scored Marcelo Meyer, made it 8-6, and in the top of the ninth, Fayetteville couldn't do much against Luis Guerrero. A couple of strikeouts and a flyout to deep right from Jose Alvarez ended the game tonight, and Salem wins by an 8-6 final. They out-hit the Woodpeckers 12-8. A couple of runs, a couple of errors, that is, tonight for Fayetteville on the defensive end, and no errors for Salem. Final time of game, 2 hours and 39 minutes. and a 17-minute delay tonight due to weather earlier in the day. 4,146 in attendance tonight out at Salem Ballpark. It felt like that game could have really gone either way, Colin, at the Woodpeckers after they put up five runs in that third inning. You thought that was going to be the inning that really fueled them the rest of the way. It was the third time this week they had had a five-run inning, but have to credit the Salem bullpen for shutting them down, just like Brian Salgado did for a few innings. And then when both sides needed to put together those big at-bats in the eighth, ninth inning, it was ultimately the heart of that Salem order that got it done.
Yeah, the Red Sox coming up clutch in that bottom of the eighth inning, getting those pair of runs that proved to be the difference. But honestly, I think the real big blow for Fayetteville was giving up those first four runs of the ball game in the first and second innings. Mm-hmm. Those three runs in the second specifically, a couple of miscues in the field. And in the end, Carlos Calderon got hit pretty hard the first couple of innings before he rebounded for the final two frames. Really think that's where the game ended up being lost, because you got to play from behind immediately. So even with the big five-run inning to get back in front 5-4 in the third, you still only had jumped out in front by a run despite having that big inning. So it's tough to keep that momentum when Salem is still right there in the ball game. Sure enough, they tie it. A little back and forth, some fireworks, and Luke Montz getting thrown out. Might have had an effect on his team, firing them up after nearly scoring against Salgado in that fifth inning, and then eventually they broke through against him in the eighth. So give a lot of credit to the Red Sox. Could have rolled over and died after falling behind 2-0 in the series. They fought back to earn a couple of hard-fought victories and got just a doubleheader ahead of us. Hopefully we can get both games in, but either way, no matter how many games you play tomorrow, both teams will want that one badly. Salem wants to keep momentum going, and Fayetteville wants to get all that momentum back that has been lost over the last couple of nights.
Yep, tomorrow's doubleheader as we turn the page, scheduled for a 3:05 start, 7-inning game, and then another 7-inning contest to follow about half an hour after that one. Of course, a little bit of rain in the forecast, but we'll see if we can dodge the rain clouds as Sunday afternoon carries on. And Colin and I will be on the air with you beginning at 2:55 p.m. tomorrow for the 3:05 doubleheader start. Right-hander Shea Berry on the mound for game one. 0-4 record, 7.65 ERA, and lefty Colton Gordon will take the ball for the Woodpeckers in this series conclusion. No record at 2.25 ERA going into tomorrow. With the loss tonight, the Woodpeckers fall to 43-55 in the regular season. They're now 12-21 in the second half. Salem goes to 51-48. And they go to just a game back of the 500 mark in the second half. It's 16-17 in the second half of the North Division play. Big thanks to Colin being on the broadcast tonight all week long. All of his help tonight as the broadcast went along, following the broadcast, social media as well. And a big thanks to all of the Woodpeckers fans for tuning us in and making us a part of your Saturday night plans. And we hope to do so again tomorrow night right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app. And a reminder that you can also get the video broadcast on MILB.TV. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off. The Woodpeckers tonight fall to the Salem Red Sox 8-6, the final score in Salem. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the air for a 2:55 pregame show and a doubleheader beginning at 3:05. So long, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday night. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. So long.
Been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.